Welcome. You are listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. How you doing? This is the financial show that teaches you all you need to know about investing for the future and tells you everything that just happened in the recent past. It's news, it's education, it's entertainment, and it's going on for the next 3 hours. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. If you didn't remember that, that's fine. Just go get the app. One day I'm going to quit telling you the number. I'm going to say go get the app. And you need that because that's what's on the app. The phone number, yeah, on the front screen. You call the show. Boom. You just do a thumb push and it does confirm you want to call. And then it spells out that number I just gave you. You say yes. You can text the show there. You can listen to the show live if you want to catch a streaming. You got to step away from the radio for a second. And we're just walking around in your phone with you all the time as it is. You can also share out the app for, you know, someone who's not as tech savvy as you. I can't find it. Where is it? Send it to them there. Or you can watch it. For some reason, what's going on with the Facebook Live? I might have to reset that. Everyone else just seeing a blank screen over here on Facebook Live. It's like a blank studio. Oh, no. It says video has ended. All right. I'll check on Facebook on the break. But Periscope's working fine. Go get the Periscope app. It's a great app to have anyway. Lots to cover on the show today. In the second hour, Dwayne Stein. He is the host of Mortgage Gumbo, and which is heard after this show now on all the affiliates. They can hear me saying this now. So that's a nice development that makes my life a little bit easier, but also spreads the good love of a guy who we found has been just phenomenally helpful in what is most people's biggest investment. And you have to start to temper that, you know, because what do you spend more of your money on every month? For me, literally, because my PMI runs out next month, I'm going to be spending more on healthcare than I do my house every month. So it's not quite my biggest investment. My biggest investment is this. It's great. It's health insurance. It seems weird, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Seems like something we could fix pretty easily. But Dwayne's going to be talking about how to pick up these houses on foreclosures. Yeah, you can get a great deal. And yes, you hear about all the awesome deals that people get. They don't tell you about all the ones where they got burnt. And there's a couple extra complications in there. It's just not as the same as buying a house on the regular. So we'll talk about that. But also, he's had just a slew of reverse mortgage issues come up. Some of them were referred by Gregory Ricks and Associates clients. One of them was referred by our show. The other couple other came from his show. And one was just a walk in the door. And it's pretty interesting when people come in and they're asking for one thing and you know that's not the best solution for them. It's always nice to see how open-minded and responsive people are when you explain it to them. They go, oh, I had it wrong. Well, pardon me. Reverse mortgage it is. And that does not happen outside of some of these issues very much. You want to say, you know, the Beatles are overrated or the Stones are better than the Beatles. No one's going to back down their opinion on that. But it's good to see how open-minded people can be where it really counts. Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? You're never going to change your mind. Tom Brady's the greatest. I got it. So Dwayne's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. If you can't stick around for that, come back and check out the podcast later. Or you can slide around on our Facebook Live or Periscope or however you want to go check it out. It's all hubbed off the Winning It Life app. I want to start with some news here. Jerome Powell will be your new Fed chair starting February 2nd. He got confirmed by the Senate this week.
More on this breaking news for you. Just to confirm, the Senate has voted to confirm Jerome Powell as the next Federal Reserve chairman to replace Janet Yellen. Donald Trump originally nominated Powell to run the Fed last November. He is a current member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. He's also a former private equity investor and Treasury official. In other words, he knows what he's talking about. He is now confirmed to a four-year deal.
Okay, so he is in this little split here, which is one of the remarkable differences between this administration and the previous is where are they getting these people from? And previously, there was a lot of people coming from mostly academia, mostly political activist circles, you know, being a community organizer. You see some people from the media thrown around in there, but it's mostly academics and eggheads. And contrast that with the current guy, and most of his people are coming from the business world, people with experience on having to deal with the outcomes of these regulations, not the people who have theorized about what regulations should and should not be there, the people who've actually had to walk the walk and talk the talk, and this is one of those guys. His name's Jerome Powell, but everyone calls him Jay, so when I say Jay, I'm talking about Jerome. And I imagine we're all going to be saying Jay after about a month or two, and we're used to this guy. But that's what I hear all his friends call him. So I'll go ahead and jump in that group. And Jay Powell comes from, you heard he was from the investing world. He was from the Carlyle Group. And he made a big pile of money. And his definition of big pile of money is bigger than mine, even. So he was in a position where he doesn't have to work another day in his life, and he's still going to have a fantastic lifestyle. No great degradation of his style of living and the style of living he's accustomed to. He's, like, not to tell tales, you know, not to tell secrets here, but Gregory's in that position. Gregory's now doing this just because he loves doing it. It's his passion, and he's going to do this whether he has $1 billion or whether he has $50. Doesn't quite have $1 billion yet, but we'll see if we can get there. So what did this guy do? What did Jay do, Jay Powell, after he made so much money he never has to worry about money again? He went and stepped off, and he worked for a think tank in Washington, D.C. to affect policy, trying to make the world a better place, basically. And he took the salary of $1. $1. So that lets you know he was putting his money where his mouth is. Actually, he was putting his money where his heart is. And that's for me is the sign of someone who's on the up and up, who's doing the right thing for the right reasons even. You know, you see people do the right thing. Sometimes it's not for the right reasons. When Jeff Flake, that senator from Arizona, came up, he was all 100% Tea Party and no government and all freedom and individual liberties and rights and America first. And now that I find out he's not going to win a re-election, and he must have got tainted with some lobbyist money or something's going on. He's basically the opposite guy that got that his constituents elected way back in, what was that, 2012? So I'm pretty hopeful about this guy. I would like to learn more about his theory on monetary policy, but, you know, we'll get there. Can't have everything. You hear Gregory and I have those discussions on a regular basis. So that's a big one. Something else I need to get on your mind, too, because it's coming up. Our first Gregory Ricks live event of 2018 is going to be on March 6th. That's a Tuesday. Tuesday, March 6th. It will be an experience where we're going to do a wine pairing with the Ruth's Chris menu, and Gregory's going to talk a little bit about money, talk a little bit about wine, talk about the intertwining of two and the lessons you can learn from both of those pursuits. You're going to meet the Total Wealth Authority. You're going to get a quick presentation, and we're going to introduce what Gregory Ricks and Associates is all about and how they handle your money different. And if you like what you hear and this is the guy you want to go forward with, hey, we'll talk about that later. Let's just enjoy some good food and some good wine in each other's company. And it's basically a financial first date. That's got to get on your mind. This is open to men and women. Couples are encouraged to attend together. But you have to reserve your seat. Call the office for that one. The office number is also on the Winning at Life app. Go into our partners part and you'll see the Gregory Ricks and Associates. But the office number for Gregory, 504-832-9200. We're doing a women-only one, I believe, in May will be the next one after that. So if you're looking for our next women-only event, you don't have to wait for it. If you want to come by yourself and you're a woman, you can do the March 6th event too. But a lot of good stuff comes out of these. Here's a comment card from the last event, or from an event a little over a year ago, I should say.
All right, back to the comment cards here. Your turn.
Well, let's just go to... Next, Social Security, when to apply, lump sum versus pension, and then severance packages. So we can start with Social Security, when to apply as late as possible. Had a discussion once again with another family, I think this was on Thursday, and they were asked, and they're like 62, 61, something like that, and they were asking, should I go file and suspend? Because they're aware of the shows and listener and everything, but they still had a little bit of disconnect there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that would change anything, I said, there is no more file and suspend. Technically, it's still there, but it does nothing there. So, and they're wanting to defer to age 70, pretty much was their answer, because we went in and we built out the GPS roadmap. That's the guided planning system roadmap. And they're really looking good, and they're for both of them. They plan to turn it on at 70 to maximize the income potential from it because they're well placed as far as assets overall, very comfortable. So that is an awesome option. And I told them we could look at scenarios, but you know my preference as well is to defer.
Well, in this card, severance packages, what sort of variables and financial planning could go into a severance package? You don't get to control that. You just take whatever they give you, right?
Yeah, it's not a negotiation, typically. They're making an offer and whether or not you accept it. Now, what they're talking about is how does that play into everything? So it kind of ties into they're thinking they might get a severance package or has received one. And then they've got a lump sum or pension choice to make. So they've got a number of things to decide. And depending on the size of the severance package, what are you going to do with that lump sum of cash from that? Do you use the cover income for a period of time before you turn on the income from assets or the pension or Social Security? It depends on their age. So you have really what we're talking about is correlating it to everything. So then you're having, when you read the last one, the severance packages, you understand that's why they're, when do we start Social Security? Do we take the lump sum or the pension? And then what do we do with the cash coming out of the severance? So you can see where that concern ties to everything is they've got decisions to make right now.
And we can assume that they're within the window of that 60 or full retirement age, do we wait? Do we turn on early?
Assumption,
can we defer?
We are only having to make some assumptions. We don't know if it's pre-59 and a half or over 59 and a half.
All right, we're back live now. See, that it's that easy. You fill out a comment card when you go to the event, too, and Gregory will answer some of them at the event. We'll sprinkle the rest of them in subsequent shows. But that's what it's all about, Gregory Ricks Live. Just need to pump that up because, man, we haven't had one all year. In fact, we haven't had one since last year. I know it's only been a month, but come on, man. March 6th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. You'll go to the little upstairs banquet room. And if you're thinking, man, Metairie's far just to go meet Gregory and the team, dude, we've had people come in from almost Pensacola, from Baldwin County, Alabama. That's further than you are right now, isn't it? All right, I have some GDP news coming up. If you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
In our 40 years, has JPAS produced a grander, more opulent Broadway product than The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Boasting a cast of 65 wonderful singers and dancers and a huge symphony orchestra, audiences will truly be swept away by the magic of this unforgettable musical. Playing February 23rd to March 4th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You've heard me tell the story
of the difference between working with a butcher and a dietitian. You know, the butcher, when you go in there, you're pretty much going to get beef. He's not going to sell you any fruits or vegetables. However, if you go and talk to a nutritionist, they're going to look at everything you're doing. Maybe you're eating too much of the beef and give you some good guidance. Look, your portfolio's not any different. You're going to this brokerage and all this guy can handle is stocks. Well, what do you think you're going to get there? Maybe you should work with somebody that operates in all the worlds to where you're actually getting good advice. You're working with a fiduciary. Make sure you're using the right person.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Live it up for the weekend. Pull it up at the time.
Welcome, Winning It Live, Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks will be joining us live from Orlando in the noon hour. So either come back in an hour and a half, slide forward if you're listening to the podcast, if that's what you're jumping for, or just sit tight. We'll do a whole show from now until then. In the meantime, Dwayne Stein, our mortgage guy, is coming up at 11. GDP, the numbers were released for the fourth quarter of 2017, and they came in, well, I mean, it's kind of about where we expected, maybe a little disappointing. 2.6 was the reading on the final quarter, the final 3 months of 2017. Now, that didn't get quite to where it peaked out in the second and third quarters above 3%. That would have been amazing, because if it was able to do anything significant above 3%, that might have put us at 3% for the annualized growth for all of 2017, something that hadn't happened in, I think, 11 years. So what does that do? The whole output for 2017 was on the growth of 2.5%. So that's your GDP for all of 2017. And most of that is, I mean, that's all right, I guess. The Federal Reserve predicts 2.5% growth again for 2018. Really? Is that what you're sticking with? That's what we did before tax cuts and before investments and before the repatriation of all these funds, and just at the very beginning starting line of deregulation. Okay, I'm a little more optimistic than that for 2018. In fact, we're on paper from our predictions for 2018. Gregory's predicting 4.15%. I'm predicting 4.60% for 2018. Look, this kind of does temper that enthusiasm a little bit, but the economy's in weird territory right now. We're sort of running out of historical comparisons. We're not booming, that's for sure. 2.5% is not booming with our hair on fire, but it's still gaining momentum, and it's gaining momentum deep into an expansion. Usually when expansions are this old, the acceleration has gone, but the growth has picked up. Look, the last few years, it was piddly growth. It was 1 to 2%, somewhere around there. So now that we did better than that, really, we've had an expansion this long, and we started to slow down, but now we're speeding up again without doing a recession. That's pretty unusual stuff. Right now, this growth cycle, it began in mid-2009. It already ranks as the third longest ever. So we only have two other cycles to compare ourselves to for a historical sort of a blueprint. And it's set to become the second longest one this spring if we can keep this sucker going up for a couple more quarters here. Done deal. Rather than fizzling, though, the expansion is now being spurred on by robust consumer spending, business investment, tax reform, repatriation of funds, and deregulation. And it's not as hot and heavy as the expansion, this late in the expansion, as we saw in the mid to late 90s. But that was really the last time we saw growth actually accelerate, when we were this deep into the expansionary phase. So we're under some different set of circumstances here than we're used to. But now this is happening in a good way. Makes the job a little more difficult over here on the show, because without history as your guide, you're flying blind. We're going into territory. We're sailing into this chain of islands here that's never been mapped before. Looks like we're going to get to make the map. we are in some unique situations here, though. I mean, who could have guessed our last two presidents? I mean, this one and the guy before that. Who would have guessed that? I know, fun stuff. All right, I'm going to be sprinkling in some more highlights from when Gregory Ricks is usually on the show. And one thing you need to learn about Gregory, we hadn't told this story in almost a year. If you go to Gregory Ricks and Associates, and let's just say you're thinking about pushing the retirement button and you want him to look at all your assets, you're going to be surprised to find out when you go into the office that he doesn't have a desk. Do it. Set up an appointment. Ask to see his desk. It's not there.
Winning at life with Gregory Ricks.
The demonstration of how busy you are at your office is demonstrated by the map of your office layout. And the one weird fact.
Oh, yeah. And people are surprised about that because they do ask to see it. And Angie was amazed and she was looking for it today. I'm still surprised that for all these years we've worked together, her first time to come into my office. And I'll let you continue, or we could ask Angie to.
Angie, what was the shocking part about Gregory Ricks's office?
Right. Yeah, so again, that was my first time after what's over 6 years. And, you know, I wanted to get the tour. So they're showing me around and I'm like, okay, so where's the big boss office? Where's Gregory's office? And they look at me like he doesn't have one. I'm like, seriously?
He does not have an office, and he seriously is the big boss, and no one can figure it out. So what does he do? Does he just walk around? Does he just stand there staring at his phone in the hallway?
Well, this is the answer I got, you know, when I asked him, where does he sit? And he's like, everywhere. He works everywhere. That was so cool.
Yeah, that actually is the answer, because I'm always in some type of meeting with a staff member, with a client, with a listener that wants to come on board with us. It's just always in meetings, or I'm going over plans with the advisors. So where am I at? And all the other offices throughout the day, or a conference room. For me to have an office is a waste of space. It totally is. That room at Angie, actually, that has all the file cabinets, that used to be my office.
Wow.
I did have an office for the first year when we relocated that space. Here's the interesting thing. The only time I was ever in it is, remember some of the videos we've done and TV commercials, and the TV show had some shoots in it? That's the only time I was ever in there. So when it come time to change things, my office is the first to go. Why do I need it? I'm always wanting to be where the action is. Nothing happens in there.
So at Gregory Ricks and Associates, there's office for associates, but not for Gregory Ricks.
Correct.
That's not what you would expect. That's the listener that's hearing this for the first time would not have expected that either. But
we're not kidding. You heard Angie. She brought it up right before we went on there. There is no office for me.
See, now
Wes has an office across the hall in some space I have. Cody, Nicholas, you saw Tori in the background. Sophie has an office.
Tiffany has Nicholas, basically her own office. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has offices.
It really surprised
but
me
I don't.
Most companies I visit, you know, every, you know, general manager or whatever, the owner, they have the big corner office or back office, and it's usually the, you know, a nice spread. And again, I was expecting that, but that's just not the case.
Yeah, but here, Angie, you'll get this because you worked in restaurants. And I've worked in maybe three or four restaurants way back in the day in college years and beginning my radio career. And Angie, I bet it was like this for you too. Every restaurant had two different managers. One may have just been the owner, but there was a manager that was kind of the boss. And then there was the manager that knew everything. And they could go from station to station. They could fix the dishwashing machine. Then they could do what the fryer cook's doing. They could do what the grill cook's doing. They could do what the waiter's doing. They can do what the expo's doing. They could go do what the hostess is doing, do what the bartender's doing. They knew every step. And they just kind of went around during their shift to every station, kind of did that job with them for a while. That's what I've seen Gregory do. That he just goes like from desk to desk. What are we up to today?
You actually see it on Mondays as I move from office to office and talking to people about what I need, or they see me walk through the hall and holler, "Hey, Gregory," and I'll turn and go in that office.
And it is like a restaurant too. And Angie, you can back me up because you did work in a restaurant too. When things start to get really busy, that guy's just getting pulled everywhere. He just he's a guy. All right, next thing. All right, once you finish that, all right, go do this. All right, now go do that. Because we've crossed paths in the hallway when you're in a busy time. You're like, hey, James, and just, you know, keep walking. Hadn't seen you all day.
That's something I noticed. I saw the three conference rooms, and one was already in session. The door was closed.
Well,
the
other two were open. Four.
They looked like they were ready for the next clients to come in. So it was busy.
Yeah. The ones you saw up the hall are 1, 2, and 3, and then across from Cody's office is conference room 4.
Yeah, it's a machine. It is busy if you go on the right day. Something's weird, though, if you happen to swing by on a day when the market's not open.
Oh, the door's locked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember, Wes. Oh, it was, I think it was last year, and I get this call mid-morning, hey, Gregory, y'all are closed? Yeah, the market's closed, so we're closed. Oh, are you swinging by the office? Because I left one of my, he has legal documents. He's an attorney, so he's like needing some of that stuff. I said, yeah, I can swing by there in about an hour, let you in to get that stuff.
Yeah, at some point, I know because you're like a very A-type personality, you need to know what everyone's doing, and you need to be able to just do anyone's job at any time. At some point, are you concerned that this whole operation could get so big that there's not a seat you could just plug yourself into? Could you even function like that?
What do you mean?
Because it sounds kind of like Sidney Torres was talking about. He needs to know how to do everything when we had him on a couple months ago.
Could you? I have an understanding of everything. Look, we have manuals. Every job has an electronic manual, meaning it's online, not physically in a folder or in a notebook on the shelf, but they have access to their job. It's indexed. Everything they do, if you don't know how to do it and you've got to sit in at their job, James, one day, it's almost plug and play because it's there. Well, oh, I need this rollover form. Where do I get it from? If you're sitting at Tori's desk, boom. You'll be able to look that up and find it and go to the website, log in, and download it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Okay, we're back live now. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you can give me a call. I'll give it a shot, 504-260-0995. We got Dwayne Stein coming up in a half hour. He's going to talk about how to score on foreclosures and what to do with reverse mortgages. And Gregory's going to be joining us at noon. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Get a second opinion on how any of these worlds work regarding your fees, regarding the stress on the portfolio, or how much should be in fixed, and then are you getting the best deal out there?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I have a first mortgage. I have an $81,000 line of credit. What would you suggest for me to do?
We'll talk and I'll walk you through everything and show you what your options are and really make you feel comfortable and let you hold on to that retirement, Miss Nancy. I don't want you to be using up all your money to live in a free and clear house. Then you're strapped. You're poor. You're eating ramen noodles. I want you to live in your house and be able to eat steak.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You know what sounds crazy is that my kids have never made a long-distance phone call. They'll never make a long-distance phone call. Why? Because we have cell phones now. Hey, James Parker here. It used to be a big deal to have a 1-800 number. Now it doesn't matter. And then you remember when the internet was still kind of new? Before every website, they would say www.whatever.com. And now they just say winningatlife.com. Well, we're getting past that now. Now we don't even give out the phone number on half the ads you hear. And you'll still hear a lot of people throw in their .com. But a lot of people are just telling you to download their app. Or they're not saying anything at all, knowing you'll go look it up. So that's where you're at. You want to call the show? You want to text the show? Download the Winning at Life app. And if you want to listen live, but you're not sure if we're on right now or what station, you just go to the app. You want to hear a podcast at any time, on demand, it's on the app. If you want to find us on Twitter, Facebook, or learn from our YouTube clips, that's all connected to the app now. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Happy Saturday. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. Facebook Live issues are all resolved. I'm sharing it out on our various pages there. See? Problem solved. Can't lose them all. All right, this is a show where we give you financial news. We give you financial education. We basically tell you how to make money. Who likes money? Do you? You better say yes. Don't be a jerk. I don't need a contrarian today. Having a great Saturday. I'm in a weird spot too because I'm all alone. Gregory's out of town. He's at Orlando at some conference, getting even better at this whole money thing. My other half, Miss Parker, she is floating around somewhere in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico right now on a cruise ship. And every time this happens, I start flipping through the news sites here. And look, I'm innocent. I'm just trying to look up some stuff for my job. And I run across 18 articles on 2017 was the worst year for cruise ships in their health and safety inspections. This was it? This was the worst ever? Worse than 2016? Worse than 2015? All the years going back? This is it? This is the worst, huh? Great. And did you hear about the woman that may have gotten shoved off the boat last week? I was telling Miss Parker. I'm like, that's a good sign there. Because what are the odds they're going to have two deaths on the same boat in consecutive weeks? Almost none. Lightning doesn't strike twice in the same spot. And then every once in a while you read about that one guy that got struck 11 times by lightning. Hey, he lived, didn't he? Don't be a big baby. Oh, hey, this was some great news. I went to the Pelicans game last night. And I was a guest in the suite of the iHeartMedia folks because our flagship station, 99.5 WRNO, happens to be the flagship of the Pelicans as well. And our Biloxi affiliate's a Pelicans affiliate too. So we were there, and Wild Wayne from Q93, love me some Q93. Believe it or not, I do love me some Q93. No, we shouldn't do that. We should do 50 Cent. That's Jay-Z. There you go. He heard me talk about this story on the show on Thursday. 50 Cent, the rapper, of course, not the college lecturer. Rapper 50 Cent confirms that he accidentally made almost $8 million on Bitcoin. What happened was in 2014, he released an album called Animal Ambition. And they just tried out something new. 50 Cent said, all right, you can pay for it in dollars or you can pay for it in Bitcoin. And sure enough, quite a few people did, actually. He ended up accumulating about 700 Bitcoins. And it was worth about $400,000 worth of album sales at the time. The price on the Bitcoin was, the day the album was released, $662. Now, we've been talking about this virtual currency since on the show publicly since 2013. We were aware of it before that. But when we were talking about it, it was $103. I have this on tape talking about Bitcoin being $103. Well, this is just a little over a year later, 50 Cent got in on the fun. So if you got 700 of them at 662, and now the price is worth about 11 grand. I haven't looked today. It swings wildly. Depending on the hour and the time of the day, it's somewhere between $7.5 and $8 million. Funny thing is TMC was the one who broke this report. I don't know what got them on the 50 Cent Bitcoin connection, but this is one of our greatest journalistic outfits in 2018 is TMZ, believe it or not. And not CNN, not MSNBC, not Fox News, TMZ, not ABC, NBC, CBS. TMZ is breaking more stories with more accuracy faster than any of these other goobers. Why? Because they're not all intoxicated by the politics of the whole situation. If it's good, it's good. But when TMZ released a story, there was some other press agents that turned to 50 Cent and they said, hey, man, is this true? Is TMZ got this right? Did they really scoop us all again? And 50 said, well, yeah, actually, now that you mention it, that's true. But I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot about that S. And then he said the S word. Isn't that the quote? Let me read the quote. I'm going to keep it real. I forgot I did that S. That's the actual quote. So this guy just accidentally made $8 million off of Bitcoin. That's just great. Well, he turned $400,000 into almost $8 million. So what did he make? $7 million bucks off of Bitcoin on accident. Some people are just winners. You know, that the story of this guy's life where he was grew up in a horrible neighborhood in New York and he got shot because he was a drug dealer and you know, they were getting into the little tiffs. And once he come out and comes in, he's a rapper. And then he starts in this business world and he's good at that. He accidentally makes $500,000 on Bitcoin. Then did you ever hear the story about him and Vitamin Water after he made a couple of albums with Dre and Eminem and all them? He was sitting on a big pile of money, all this touring money and whatnot. And there was a startup business called Vitamin Water. He gave the seed money. He acted like a hedge fund. He was a hedge fund capital manager is what he was, believe it or not. It was just for him. They grew that thing and sold it to Coca-Cola for $1 billion. Yeah, these guys, some of these guys just can't stop losing. Look at Tony Romo. Tony Romo is an NFL quarterback. Look, the fact that you make it to the NFL as a quarterback means you're so awesome at it. It's undeniable. But then to be a starter for a decade and win a couple of playoff games and break a bunch of records for the Dallas Cowboys, turns out he's also now one of the best broadcasters CBS has. He is excellent at that. I was absolutely amazed that this was his first year. He sounded like he'd been doing it for 5 years. But you know what else? That dude's a scratch golfer. That guy is – he almost qualified for the U.S. Open twice. Some people are just good at everything. 50 Cent, Tony Romo. You cannot put me in that category. There are things – believe it or not, there are things that I have failed at. You know, not everyone else believes it either. So don't blame me for that one. Art Laffer, he was an economist who made a big name for himself in the Reagan administration. He already had a bunch of other economic eggheads buzzing about him because he created what's called the Laffer curve, where it says at zero taxation and at 0% taxation and at 100% taxation, you will collect zero revenue. Between those two points on the graph is a little camel hump, and on that, it will plot roughly the amount of revenue you can collect given any ratio of taxes. So it points out that after a certain level of taxation, revenues go down. It is possible to raise rates and get less revenue off of it, but it also shows the opposite, that you can lower tax rates and end up with more revenue to the government. And lo and behold, Art Laffer should have been enshrined and had statues put up with him everywhere. And this debate should have been ended because there was a gigantic tax cut that was basically put through on the foundation of his work under Ronald Reagan. And while the deficit didn't go down, that doesn't matter because revenue doubled under Ronald Reagan after they did the tax cuts to before it was all said and done. So the only reason the deficits were a problem under Reagan is because spending increased wildly as well. But the tax argument is put to bed. Art Laffer nailed it, and from the 80s on, he's been an authority on the economy, a pretty enthusiastic one on that one as well. And he's coming up with some more tax cut revenue theorems that he's sharing with the media this week. He was on Fox Business, I believe, with Maria Bartiromo saying, look, the growth that's going to come from this tax cut, it's going to more than pay for itself. That $1.5 trillion that they were concerned about, it blowing up the deficit, that's not going to happen.
Not only will we get higher growth, but it's more than just growth, because you get all the personal behavior things. There's going to be less tax evasion. There's going to be less tax sheltering. There are going to be people are going to go back to C corporations. Corporate headquarters are going to move back to the U.S. There are going to be secondary and tertiary tax revenues from income taxes, from payroll taxes, Medicare, Medicaid. All of this is going to happen. And state and local governments are going to do really well with this tax bill. And we're not only going to get it paid for, Trish, we're going to make a huge amount on it net. I have never seen a surplus in the U.S. budget that does not come along with rapid growth and tax cuts. It just doesn't happen. Wow. So this is the way to do it, and Trump's done it, and God bless him. I take my hat off to him. It's the best economic program I have seen by any president in the United States in this first year in office.
Wow.
It is just incredible what he has done.
Now, that's a bold thing to say, because the best policy moves here, the best financial beginning to a presidency that you've ever seen. You were part of a presidency. You were part of the Reagan administration. He's saying this is better than Reagan then, which I think is a bold statement, but you have to kind of believe him, because that's not a very self-serving thing to say. In fact, that's self-diminishing, which for me puts a little more credibility on it. I don't know if I would go that far. This is the greatest economic beginning to a presidency we've ever had, but it's got to be up there. The rest of it, the tweeting and stuff, not so sure. Economics looking good. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me, because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Never in our 40 years has JPAS produced a grander, more opulent Broadway product than The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Boasting a cast of 65 wonderful singers and dancers and a huge symphony orchestra, audiences will truly be swept away by the magic of this unforgettable musical. Playing February 23rd to March 4th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
I can give you those red flags if I see something going wrong or something that you're not aware of, that others that kind of dabble in this business, so to speak, don't really know all facets and details.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're dealing with somebody that just only handles fixed index annuities, you're probably dealing with a salesman, and that's all you're going to get there. Well, what about the rest of your money? Who's looking out for that and coordinating this? Or if you go to the stock and mutual fund guy, You're probably dealing with another version of a salesman, and you don't have somebody coordinating everything. And then, of course, your banker, you've got emergency money, short-term money there, and they're probably trying to stick you in a variable annuity. You need a fiduciary, somebody that can coordinate and look out for everything. That doesn't mean that fiduciary needs to handle the assets, but they might need to be good about giving you advice and looking out for you.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Hey there. Happy Saturday. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Joining us in about 15 minutes will be Dwayne Stein. He is the host of Mortgage Gumbo, and he is the mortgage guy that we lean on in the Total Wealth Authority for, you know, if we have a client and they have something that requires the services of a mortgage lender, this is the guy that we trust with our clients. This is the guy that we trust with our stuff as well. And it happens a lot. You know, you're swimming in debt. Do you want to break into your 401k to try and pay off those credit cards and get your bills paid down? Do you want to touch some of your other retirement accounts? You want to? How about you get a home equity line of credit to start paying that stuff off? No. How about a cash out refi from your house? Right. See how that works? You don't have a new payment. You just get a different house payment. Hell, it might even be lower depending on how far down you had paid previously. You can reset the clock if you want at 15 or 30, 20 years, whatever you want. But we turn to Dwayne when one of our clients has that. Go. When one of our clients has a hole in their retirement income and they just don't have the monthly income to pay all the bills, well, we can do a little more math. Are you over 62? How much equity do you have in your house? Is this your retirement home? Are you moving anywhere? All right, looks like a reverse mortgage will get rid of that payment for you, and boom, the math works out. And as soon as the spreadsheet says it's okay, where do we send him? Dwayne Stein. That's the guy we're talking to in 15 minutes. And he's going to give you some reverse mortgage myths, sort of one of those separating fact and fictions issues. And then Gregory's going to be joining us. He's at a conference filling his head with even more financial goodness, working on the weekends. He's going to give us a call in about an hour and 15 minutes. Let's do a segment here where Gregory was giving some advice to Ann and Folsom. Because who else are you going to call when you inherit an irrevocable trust? To the phones we go. Ann and Folsom, you're going to be first up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Ann?
Good morning. Hey. My husband's mother died, or my mother-in-law, last year. And he is now the owner of a irrevocable trust, and the trust was set up in Mississippi. We live in Louisiana. According to what he was told when he first got the trust, he's essentially supposed to maintain as much of the original amount of the trust and pass it along to his children. And he is accountable, of course, to the government for how he spends his money. And he wants to see about dissolving the trust. And he's been to two attorneys, and they have conflicting information. And can you help?
Well, here's one of the things. I would have to see the trust. Mm-hmm. And then I would have to show it to Wes Blanchard, which is my estate planning attorney that's part of the Total Wealth Authority. Mm-hmm. And we'd put our heads together and see where this goes. And I'm surprised that you have, because there must be some ambiguity in the trust, gray area, so to speak, for it to have two attorneys with differing opinions. So this trust, and this is your husband that's inherited this trust?
Yes.
And it came from his
mother-in-law? Yeah.
His mother, and she resided in Mississippi?
No. She resided in Mississippi when the trust was set up. which when she, by the time she died, she lived in Texas.
Okay. So it wasn't written anything, you know, it's for joint tenants in common. It's not under Napoleonic law or code like Louisiana has the community property.
Right.
So if it has rules and an irrevocable trust can have particular instructions that also does not allow you to unwind it immediately. This could be that it has distributions over time and certain things that it's requiring you to do with the assets. That's what would delay it. But also an irrevocable trust could be it's protecting the assets while his mother was alive.
Right.
It also basically takes it off the grid, meaning it's not going to be public information. That's two reasons for, you know, bulletproofing the money and non-public. Mm-hmm. The third would be, hey, I don't trust him with the money. He can take, you know, 10% out every year until it's depleted, right, or whatever rules that is, or create, it could become multi-generational, mm-hmm, as well. So it depends on how it's written. And then we have two attorneys already conflicting a little bit on that. So there's some ambiguity somewhere in there.
Okay.
We wouldn't mind looking at it. That's what I suggest on Monday is call my office.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can help you out with that. That phone number for the office is 504-832-9200.
Okay.
I think you probably should ask for Christy. In fact, she handles that aspect on communications for us.
Wonderful. Well, I feel much better at least. I feel like I'm talking to someone who has a better idea of what they're talking about than the other people we've spoken with.
Well, we're going to tell you what we think is correct and okay, go from there. And if there are some gray areas, we're going to tell you where the problems are.
Well, thank you. And thank you for taking my call, even though your subject is 401k.
That's quite all right, Ann. We're here for 3 hours. We'll take a call on anything we can help you
yeah,
with.
Any topic, it doesn't have to be IRAs. It can be estate planning. It could be those variable annuities. It could be what to do with an exchange-traded fund.
Social Security was huge. Remember this time last year, all the Social Security calls we were getting because they changed the rules?
Yeah, we didn't even have to show up with a list. We were every show for about 2 months was 100% Social Security, and the phone bank was completely lit up every show.
Yes,
crazy time.
It is kind of disappointing not to be able to give Ann a more thorough answer, but whether it's irrevocable or not, every trust is subject to the guy that was writing it. So if he has his own little whims and his own little out clauses, so much of these trusts includes the personality of the lawyer, which makes it kind of an odd financial tool, but also makes it more powerful to be that versatile.
I just want to be clear, full disclosure, I am not an attorney, and that's why I would involve Wes Blanchard in helping her.
All right, we're back live now. So that's awesome advice from Gregory. Even in his absence, he will be joining us live coming up in the noon hour, so you can stick around for that. And why doesn't this ever happen to me? Check out this news report from this week. You know, talking about money from the sky or helicopter money, or when people say, I just stumbled into some money. This is stumbling into money.
There was a crash on I-74 in Illinois, and look at all the cash that spilled out afterward. Everyone's all right here, but police say this was from a video gambling machine.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
People are just picking it up.
I mean, what should you do there? That looked pretty tough. As far as the crash goes, according to what we have here for you, it's that driver was taken to the hospital. Everyone that was involved should be okay. It's important to note on that.
Right.
But this
that
is
does
just
look...
a bunch of cash on the highway.
Yeah, that car obviously totaled. It looks scary, but good news is everyone's okay. And I think those are authorities picking up that cash.
Is it considered stealing if you're just helping clean up and
you see
take
the
a
one
bill
guy,
or whatnot?
But you see the one guy running at the top of your screen that we just saw a few times there, so... Who knows what happened and what was involved.
I've also seen crashes where pizza was all over the highway. What's more valuable, cash or pizza?
Good question.
Or beer. I've seen beer all over the highway, too.
Right. Dirty money, dirty pizza.
Oh, all right, but ignore the vapid commentary from the anchor people there. What's bigger, money or pizza? What's more valuable? Don't be ridiculous. But the pictures from this were amazing. I had shared this out on the Winning at Life VIP group earlier this week. And there is video. A
Sure enough, a truck turned over, and there was money everywhere across the interstate. It looked like a movie scene. You're like, this can't be real. And look, I come across probably thousands of traffic jams in my life. Never have I pulled up, and there was just money everywhere. And they, oh, why is the road blocked? Water main broke, or there was some idiot's car caught on fire, or there was a wreck, or, you know, there's, a dead dog or something. Never has it been just piles and piles of cash. And how surreal would that be? Think about it. There's probably someone that was on I-74 in Illinois when this happened, and they were just going down the road, just mulling around in their head like we do sometimes, like you and me, where it's like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to make it to the next paycheck. I am totally out of money. I still have bills to pay. I still have to put gas in this car. I still have to feed all these stupid kids. And I don't get paid again until next Wednesday. And then all of a sudden, what is this? That can't be. Is that Monopoly money? Oh, my goodness, no. This is real money. This is money just, oh, my goodness. Oh, my problems are solved. Yeah, and they, I don't understand how they kept all the other drivers from getting out of their car and running over and just picking it. There should have been a mad scramble, like it was some kind of sick game show where you have just a bunch of Illini covering the interstate, picking up as much money as you can. Yeah, I'm sure they had it roped off or whatever, but you wouldn't be able to stop me and be like, shoot me. There's just a bunch of 20s floating around. Shoot me. It may have been hundreds. Shoot me. I'm going to go pick some of this up. How come that never happens to me? How come I'm never in that traffic jam? How come I'm never driving on that highway where there's just bills and bills and bills just floating around in the breeze, being fluffed around like a trash bag? It's just amazing to see with your own eyes. So go check that out. You need to follow us on Facebook anyway. Find the Winning It Life page on Facebook and the VIP group. If you do find a big pile of money like that, I recommend the services of Gregory Ricks and Associates, Gregory's day job. Go check that out, gregoryricks.com, or his office number if you need some financial advice, 504-832-9200. Dwayne Stein, Mortgage Gumbo, next. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Happy Saturday. You're listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. What's up? How you doing? You know, this is the first weekend in how many months that we haven't had any football? Don't say it. Wayne's going to say it, I bet, over here in Periscope. No, the Pro Bowl does not count. Me playing Madden on a PlayStation 4 is closer to professional football than the Pro Bowl. So don't even, I don't want to hear it. That doesn't count. We're covering finances today, though. This is not a football show. 504-260-0995 if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. That's what this show's for. That's what Gregory's whole life is for. But this little slice of the radio you're listening to right now, we've adopted his mantra in life for the next, we still got 2 hours on this show. We do this 6 days a week. Just to remind you, we have a weekday version called the Daily Wrap. It is Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then you've stumbled onto our Saturday version from 10 to 1. We're on a couple of affiliates during the week. And if you count up all of our affiliates over all of our broadcast schedule throughout the week, we touch 14 different stations. So thank you very much for tuning in. We're also on the iHeartRadio app if you're already into that one. If not, get the Winning It Life app. You can listen to us through that anyway. We have podcasts available on the Winning It Life app, all kinds of good stuff. WinningItLife.com, the Winning It Life Facebook page, Winning It Life, everything. We have a total wealth authority to go along with Gregory's expertise. Joining us this hour is Dwayne Stein. He's the host of Mortgage Gumbo, which comes on after this show, right here on the station you're listening to right now, unless you're listening to the podcast. And he's going to talk a little bit about reverse mortgages, how to score on foreclosures. And look, he's the guy we lean on. We don't just have him on because he's a great guest and he's funny when he's on the air and he's a good public speaker. He's in the Total Wealth Authority because he delivers. He performs when we have a delicate situation with a client and we toss it his way. He doesn't let us down. So that's why he's such an important part of what we do here. And it's kind of cool that a couple of the things that he's always been keeping an eye on are now getting kind of trendy. Do you remember seeing reverse mortgage commercials 10 years ago? I don't. I don't even think I remember seeing them 5 years ago. But here we are. I saw Dwayne Stein last night. In fact, me, him, and Angie, our producer, were hanging out. if I do brag on myself a little bit, we were hanging out in a suite at the Pelicans game last night. Yeah, we were. And we're going to see if Angie got infected. Dwayne and I have done this before. This was Angie's first visit to the suite at the Smoothie King Arena in downtown New Orleans. And look, I am just a humble country bumpkin from the middle of nowhere. I know my place in society. I don't have to have nice things or drive a fancy car. But I can't go sit in the bowl anymore. I can't go sit in the upper level anymore. If I'm going to go see a professional sporting event, I want to be in the suite. And it only happened to me after I was in the suite. Once you go to a suite, you can't go back. It's like when I go to these JPAS, Jefferson Performing Arts Society performances at that big, awesome theater. If I can, I want to be in the box. I don't want to be down there with the common folk. They're dirty. No, it's not that they're dirty. I really don't think I'm better than people. But you realize it's like, hang on. Sure, this is some of the greatest athletes in the world performing in front of me, and this is the NBA, this is basketball, this is huge, or this is football, this is huge, whoever the case may be, watching these millionaires play. I'm sitting in what's basically coach seating of an airline. I'm enjoying this from the luxury and comfort level of a coach airline flight from Southwest Airlines. And once you get in that suite, you get to, like, have a stool or kind of walk around or stretch, or you can talk to people because y'all aren't all in a straight row. Y'all can stand around in a circle like normal people do. You can go over there and get a hot dog, or you can, instead of going and waiting in line to pay $9 for a beer, you just go grab one out the ice in the sink. I can't go back. Angie?
Yeah, it's...
Can you go back?
It's really nice. You're right. You kind of get spoiled up there. It's pretty hard to go back.
It's spoiled, and it's spoiled instantly. And look, you don't look down your nose. You don't. It's not like you're sitting standing at the front of the suite looking down on the people going, commoners. No, you actually kind of feel sorry for them. It's like, man, you guys are really packed in there. You don't have any elbow room, and they just don't know what they're missing. It's kind of like,
well, what I love was even how you get to the suites, because there's a special elevators that take you up, and then you have to get checked by security before you get to the elevator, and then when you get to the floor, and then they put a special secret little stamp on your wrist. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know why that was fun, but that was, you have the special elevators that bring you to your suites.
Right, and that's a great observation, because when you get your ticket checked at the front door and you're in the arena, then you have to ask Usher where to go, because I don't know.
I've never
from a hole in the ground. Is that Shinola, or is that – so you ask an usher, and they're basically saying, if you have regular tickets, then you need to walk your butt up this giant flight of stairs over here to your seat. If you show them suite tickets, they're like, oh, no, you don't need to bother yourself with stairs. There's an elevator right here just for you, sir. What, that the common people don't get to use? Well, I think I'll head right to this elevator. That makes sense to me. Dwayne, are you in a similar boat here? Can you go back and sit in general admission or sit up there in the bowl? Like, I'm thinking I could do the floor seats, or maybe those awesome seats that are in the lower level where you have access to the club behind the seats. But
are you spoiled as well? Here's where my reality is. And Angie fit right in. I mean, she asked, you know, everybody that walked by, she's like, can you get me another beer, please? So, I mean, she went full in. I mean, when she stepped into the suite, she sat down. Yes, whip me up a hot dog, please, commoner. You know, and I was like, well, Angie, you still got to make your own food up here.
I felt like I was home. I mean, something about it was right.
Yeah. So now here's the issue with the suite. I'm a 46-year-old man. Okay, never ever thought of, considered walking or being in a suite until, hey, I joined Winning at Life, being part of iHeartRadio. We've got Steve McNair. We've got all these, you know, big shots now over here at iHeart. We've got some good folks running this operation. And the thing is, I appreciate it. It's my 11-year-old son who now I feel like maybe I've done him an injustice. Because now he thinks, Dad, do we have a suite? I'm like, whoa, man, hey, you know, like, how about just let's go to the ball game with Daddy? You know, but now it's, do we have a suite? How many tickets can you get? How many friends can I bring? It's like, come on, man. You know, how about just hang with Daddy a little bit? So, you know, it was great. It was a good win. It was fun, always. The great networking, being with some of the top iHeart execs in the city. I mean, just great opportunity. Love it, that's for sure. But my whole thing is, it's, you know, from a guy from God's country, you know, a suite to me was the Sicilian room at Rocky's. You know what I mean? When they said, hey, would you like to come sit in the back when it was overcrowded? So when you're looking at now being able to sit in a suite for a Pelicans game, or even one bet. I mean, listen, I hate to say this, but I'll bring it up. I mean, Monster Jam tonight, right? Mud, Loud.
Yeah.
Smoke, Diesel, great names like Gravedigger and, you know, all these other things. Last year got the opportunity to be, get this, the celebrity judge for this thing and be on national TV. And then this year it's like, hey, the good folks over there are like, hey, listen, we'll put you in a suite. So, I mean, it's out of control. Something's got to stop. You know, there's got to be a reality check with me. Somebody's got to put me in a headlock or a figure four and make me tap out because, I don't know, it just doesn't seem right to watch Monster Jam in a suite. So I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be. Last year as a judge, I'm breathing the
okay,
dirt.
Okay, but Dwayne, here's how it goes. You say that, but you're going to be corrupted in about 4 minutes after being in the suite. You'll be like, I never realized how I watched Monster Jam down there with the peons.
Monster Jam.
I never want to see Monster Jam different.
Is it not as loud? You know, does somebody maybe in a suite hold my ears for me?
Yeah, that's not happening. But I just thought it was adorable how quickly I was corrupted. Oh, we watch Angie get corrupted.
Yeah.
I forgot about your kid, Gavin. It's Gavin. You want to go to the game? Yeah, we have a suite. Can I bring a friend? And you got to call me. Hey, James, can we take your other ticket?
Right, I needed to bum your plus one. Yeah, you had to forgive me your plus one.
And what is this a space shuttle launch or is this a basketball game? All the conditions have to be perfect. Can't have too much wind. We have to be in a suite. We have to have a couple extra tickets for the G unit. And,
exactly.
Good Lord, man. Just watch a game.
Right.
But you know who? Here's what we're aiming for next. It needs to be our suite. It could be the Mortgage Gumbo suite or it could be the Winning at Life suite. But it was cool when the powers that be with the Pelicans came by. Or, you know, like the photographer and hey, is everything okay? Y'all need anything? Y'all need more ice or anything? I was like, I don't know. Talk to the guy in charge. They're like, who's the guy in charge? I was like, oh, well, Steve McNair's the guy in charge. I want to be the Steve McNair.
Yeah.
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 I
enjoyed it. And he handled it like a champ. And you know, he's like, yeah, listen, take a picture of me and my team. You know, blew them up. I mean, it was just a good time. Very nice. Very nice. And kudos.
And what were you telling us? We were at the little table in the suite. How many reverse mortgages do you have in the pipeline in the works right now?
Right now, I've got 10 different clients that we are working on right now with reverse mortgages. And it is something that I really think when you're looking at the current situation and everything that's going on, people are really starting to realize. And I think it's strange, James, because with interest rates going up, it is done, and I've tried to warn my employees for years now that you're gonna have two types of effects. You're either gonna have when interest rates go up, everything's gonna freeze up, or people are gonna go, it's almost like Indiana Jones when he's running from the ball, you know, that's tumbling down his way. Like,
yes.
Well, what's happening now is I think things have been so low for so long that people just kind of. Maybe in a procrastinary state. I don't know if procrastinary is the right word, but what they're doing now is they're going, okay, you know what? I really got to do something. And people are running into my doors. Literally, I've had more walk-in traffic in the last 3 weeks than I've had in the last 20 years of people walking in going, Can you help me? Just bringing in their mortgage note. And this week alone, I had somebody sit in front of me, two different clients on two different occasions. One had 6.75, had two houses at 6.75, and another client had a house at 6.125 interest rate.
So we can still fix that. Hang on a second, Dwayne. Yep. We got to take a break here. We're talking to Dwayne Stein, host of Mortgage Gumbo and member of the Total Wealth Authority. What's going on with the reverse mortgages? They sure are hot right now. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And, yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off of bikes, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Never in our 40 years has JPAS produced a grander, more opulent Broadway product than The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Boasting a cast of 65 wonderful singers and dancers and a huge symphony orchestra, audiences will truly be swept away by the magic of this unforgettable musical. Playing February 23rd to March 4th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you'd like to participate in the show, let's talk about what you're doing in retirement. Are you on pace? Do you have an income plan? Do you know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out? Have a reasonable idea. Nothing's exact because things change, but do you have that idea?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If I tie up all my money into an annuity now, I'm just not sure I feel comfortable with that.
I wouldn't be comfortable having you do that either. If you're using an indexed annuity, there is a time commitment for that money, so there is a surrender fee. But right. By no means should all your money go into that particular product. And then you've got to have income planning, emergency cash, and liquidity. And I hate it when I see somebody come in putting all their money into some variable annuities. There is no way I would allow that or do that. That's just exactly what you're referring to as tying up your money in all one financial tool. And we just would not do that or allow it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
This is how we roll. We hanging around, singing down everything on the radio. We light it up with our hands up. This is
what's up? Happy Saturday. You have stumbled on to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Hopefully you're here on purpose, but even if you're new, it's worth listening to because this is the show about money. How to make it, how to save it, how to keep it, how to grow it, how to spend it. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. You can also send us a message via the Winning at Life app. You can also listen to live on some of our streaming action there with the Winning It Life app. If you got to step away from your radio for a second, you can find our video streams over here. Facebook Live and Periscope are both up and running and looking pretty handsome there. Oh, man, I'm backwards, aren't I? Did I forget to do that thing where it's...
Hit the thing, bro.
I am backwards.
Hit the thing, dude.
Well, it's out of the reach of my arm. So, Dwayne, I'm going to ask you a very open-ended question, and you're going to talk for about a minute while I go do that.
You can go to check.
No, hey, I really did have. I'll just ask you what I was going to ask you anyway before we're so rudely interrupted by commercials.
Yep.
Is you were talking about some reverse mortgages that are in the pipeline, and you're like, yeah, I ought to have like six of these closed by the end of February.
Yeah, well,
and I do the math because look, I go to mortgagegumbo.com and you close loans. I've heard of you close them in like 15 days, 20 days is, you know, more normal. 30 days is kind of pushing it. What takes longer for the reverse?
Well, here's the deal with the reverse mortgages, and they are a little bit more intricate. A reverse mortgage is a little bit more detailed in the fact of 99.999% of the time when you are considering or doing a reverse mortgage, let's talk about that you've decided and you are going to do a reverse mortgage. That is your final loan. It's not like the young whippersnapper that comes to me that says, hey, I want to buy my first house. What kind of programs do you have? So a reverse mortgage does take a little bit longer because, hey, we've got to make sure that we get it right. And what I mean by get it right is, number one, are we giving them the best programs? Are we giving them the best option? Are we putting them in the best program? But also, what happens when one or both of the people pass away or expire, as the proper term, happens on a reverse? So a lot goes into it. They're very detailed. The reverse company, when they're recording the mortgages and doing some certain things, they obviously have to protect themselves, because we want the clients to live forever. But when they do live forever, you know, and let's say the interest accrues, they want to make sure that they've got everything in place to where if they decide, or their heirs decide, that they do not want the house, the bank wants to make sure that they're protected. So that's the big deal with the reverse. So we're looking at, on average, we're taking about 40, 45 days. Now, it just depends. A lot of times with these reverse mortgages, too, you've got title issues. You've maybe got succession that has to be done. A lot of legal stuff comes into play with reverse mortgages, because clients are naturally a little bit older. So maybe if another loved one passed away years ago, they've been remarried, maybe we've got to get the title corrected or something like that. So on average, we're probably looking at about 45 days to close these reverse mortgages.
Casey in Biloxi, you're going to be next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, talking to James Parker and Dwayne Stein. How can we help you, Casey?
I had a question about retirement. I had a 401k at a job when I was 18 years old, and when I quit, I did a rollover. I didn't put that much money into it, but over the past 5 years or so, I've been contributing the maximum amount. And my husband has a retirement as well. I think he has a Roth, but I've been noticing that when I do my taxes, I'm self-employed now, and when I do my taxes, I'm not getting like the benefit that I thought you were supposed to get by you know, you get a benefit on your taxes now, but then you have to pay taxes when you pull out of your 401k or your traditional IRA, I guess. Mm-hmm. And since I'm not getting a benefit, like when I'm doing my taxes now, I was wondering if I should stop putting into the traditional and open up a Roth and just start putting money in there.
All right, I got to fill in some holes here. When you had the 401k and you rolled it over, what'd you roll it over to?
A traditional, because I didn't know the difference at the time.
Okay. All right. So your Roth is non-deductible? I mean, your IRA is non-deductible?
I'm not getting any benefits, and I'm wondering if it's because the way that I'm filing with my husband's 401k also.
And you're saying he has a Roth? Are you saying he has a Roth 401k?
I thought he did, but when I finish my taxes, it says that you don't get the benefits. You don't qualify for the benefits. I put the maximum contribution, but I'm not getting any tax credit for it.
That doesn't sound right at all. All right, so there's a Roth 401k and there's a Roth IRA. You're not going to get any sort of tax break no matter what on those, because you have to pay all the taxes when you're putting the money in. Your tax break comes when you take it out. That doesn't show up on the 1040 anywhere. There's not even a line for it.
Okay. Is it possible that because he has a Roth, like they're already saying, like you're already getting the benefits by getting it, whatever. He's already getting the benefits because he has the Roth, so it's not like I'm not getting anything? because we found.
No, you don't. You don't cancel each other out. The only reason a marriage could mess it up in this situation is if your combined income is past the limits, because your Roth contributions are allowed only up to a certain income level.
Which is what?
That's a Gregory question. How are y'all doing gangbusters? I think it's like 130,000.
It's probably more than that.
Well, look at you. Mm. All right. That could be a problem there. Dwayne, you wouldn't happen to know the answer to that limit right off the top of your head, would you?
No. I want to say, when you said 130,000 and listening to Greg all these years, I want to say that's right, but there's no way I would I wouldn't take that to the bank, that's for sure, Casey.
Right. The only other thing I can think about is if you're having some tax stumbles immediately, not later when you're trying to take it down with this scenario, is you've set up the wrong kind of IRA.
Right.
And you would think there's only one or two, but there's like 28. And it's really annoying how you can go ask for something and you think you got it and you don't figure it out until after you do your taxes. You're going to be stuck with that bill in the past as it is. Maybe that's something you could tweak going forward. Yeah, here's the Roth contribution limits. It's 133 single, 196 joint.
Yeah, I just had a guy on Facebook send me, he thought it was 196, 189, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're talking about the what you make a year, what you contribute?
No, what you make a year. You can only put in 5,500.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, unless you're over age 50.
150. Income, and then I just put in what I'm allowed to. I think it was 5,600.
Yeah, 5,500. 50, I don't know. Maybe it got bumped up last year. But
and he's this putting in like $20,000 a year, which I thought that was too much, and you got a penalty for that. Is that true?
And his Roth? And his Roth?
Whatever he has. I got a letter one time saying that there was going to be a penalty until he fixed it, and he called his financial advisor, Vanguard, I think.
There we go. No, that's what it is. That's what it is. He's contributing too much. Look, there's some workarounds you can do. If you don't have any other IRAs and your income's too high, you can contribute to a traditional IRA and then have it be converted at the end of the year to a Roth. You'll pay all the big taxes on it. But the problem comes there when people try and convert too much. Yeah, there's a penalty, and I think we found it. If he's contributing 20 grand, if he's over 50, you can do like 6,500. If you're under 50, 5,500. So I don't know how your tax guy would let you do that. Do you have an accountant that you work with all year, not just at tax time where you throw in your shoebox?
No,
full
all year. She's my business accountant.
Does she work with Roth and IRAs and retirement
she
planning, or just the taxes?
Taxes.
On it?
Last year, I just did it myself because I know that sounds bad, but I've always used the TurboTax, like the small business one, because they just ask you so many more questions than like
horrible. Horrible idea.
They just ask you so many more questions, so I'm just more comfortable with that because I keep track of everything.
Yeah, well, look, if you want to be asked a lot of questions, I've got Jude Heath, and he will question me for 2 weeks before we even get started on my taxes. When I first got on board with him, and look, I have a guy who sends me an email with all the changes that happened in the tax reform package the week after it passed.
Not to cut you off, how great was that this week talking about employee benefits, how much now you could only write off 50% where it used to be 100%. Casey, that's what's going to be important, I think, is make sure, get with your accountant and make sure she's versed on these things, because the changes that Jude Heath sends out pretty much weekly or amazing, and I'm sitting here scratching my head going, thank God I got him, because I'm thinking, oh, I'll just buy all my employees lunches, I'll do this, I'll do all that, and guess what? Where it used to be 100%, especially you now being self-employed, you're going to have to know these things, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thought you could only write off their food if it was like part of them staying late to help you, or unless it was a trip, and it was only 50% deductible anyways.
Yeah, a lot of that's changed. Look, you've got some bad structure going there in your retirement contributions. You got to fix that and it'll go away. Here's the bad news. I don't think there's a way to undo it. That whole Roth characterization thing kind of ended, didn't it, Dwayne? You were heard us talking about that last
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, sometimes the person who's running the taxes for your business may not be the same person that should be setting up your retirement planning and your financial plan as well. That we have it divvied up into two people. We have Gregory Ricks that does the retirement planning, and we have Jude Heath that does the taxes. And that's kind of the reason we have a whole crew of Total Wealth Authority, so they're on the same page. Because Gregory was sick of getting other people's accountants, and they weren't on the same page. Well, I thought we were supposed to do this. You're making mistakes, so that's That's where it's at. To fix it, I would tell you to get Jude, but at least get someone like Jude. If you don't want to work with a guy who's all the way in Metairie and you want to try and find someone close to home in Biloxi, I don't know who to recommend for you. But you can't settle because you're going to keep eating fees and penalties.
I'm not a financial planner, right? Having a separate financial planner and then a separate accountant.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That's what I'd recommend. But thank you very much for calling in, Casey, in Biloxi. Appreciate you listening in on a Saturday, spending some time learning more about money instead of just listening to music or watching sports or whatever. This is why we're going to be ahead in 20 years, Casey. So if you want to be after Casey, 504-260-0995. Coming up, we're going to get back to Dwayne Stein and separate some facts from fictions when it comes to these reverse mortgages and talk about some scenarios he has in the pipeline right now. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
I can give you those red flags if I see something going wrong or something that you're not aware of that others that kind of dabble in this business, so to speak, don't really know all facets and details.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
You know, the first thing people look at when I sit down with them in a closing and they go, I'm buying a house for $100,000. Oh my gosh, in 30 years, I'm going to pay back $272,412. Well, now we've got to help them understand that that's the beauty of the reverse. No more mortgage payment. It really doesn't matter what's going to happen with that interest.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You know what sounds crazy is that my kids have never made a long-distance phone call. They'll never make a long-distance phone call. Why? Because we have cell phones now. Hey, James Parker here. It used to be a big deal to have a 1-800 number. Nah, it doesn't matter. And then you remember when the internet was still kind of new? Before every website, they would say www.whatever.com. And now they just say winningatlife.com. Well, we're getting past that now. Now we don't even give out the phone number on half the ads you hear. And you'll still hear a lot of people throw in their .com. But a lot of people are just telling you to download their app. Or they're not saying anything at all, knowing you'll go look it up. So that's where you're at. You want to call the show? You want to text the show? Download the Winning It Life app. And if you want to listen live, but you're not sure if we're on right now or what station, you just go to the app. You want to hear a podcast at any time, on demand, it's on the app. If you want to find us on Twitter, Facebook, or learn from our YouTube clips, that's all connected to the app now. The Winning It Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome. How you doing? Happy Saturday. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. This is the show that you're listening to in the free time on your weekend because we make you a better person. Primarily through money. There's other aspects going on there as well. If you have a financial situation, kind of like Casey had, and you're like, look, I can't just keep doing the TurboTax thing, or I can't just keep freewheeling over here with my Roth IRA and doing my own rollovers and setting up my own stuff. Mistakes happen, and that's understandable. It's so absolutely complicated that the layman couldn't possibly know all this stuff. It shouldn't be that way. I agree it shouldn't be that way, but it is. And so some expertise is in order. And while it feels weird that we came from nothing, me and you, and never thought we'd be in a position where I got a guy for that. I never had an accountant and a financial planner and a mortgage guy and, you know, a benefits administrator for my small business before. But now you save more money than you spend dipping into that expertise, and now it makes sense more than it did. Now it doesn't make sense to not have it. Double negative, did that even work? I don't think that worked, did it, Dwayne?
I totally understood.
All right, so Dwayne Stein's on board, and look, I got him to jump in because Jude does his taxes too.
Yeah.
And I don't know, if I moved to Biloxi, because I live just scant a couple miles from his office here, if I moved to Biloxi, he would still do my taxes. If I moved to the moon, he would still do my taxes. I don't know what the rate is there or what the zone is. Do they have an income tax on the moon, like a lunar income tax?
I think they're tax exempt up there.
Okay. He knows. Jude already knows.
Yeah.
He would still do my taxes. So, look, I just can't stress enough. If your issues are beyond the help of just a simple call and you need professional help, Gregory Ricks and Associates puts you in touch with all these guys, including Dwayne, who's our guest for the rest of the hour here. Something that's interesting about the reverse mortgage situation is you tell me people got to go through a class? You got to go have some sort of training? Or is this like a big, fat disclosure?
No, it's and this is what I love about the reverse mortgage program. And, you know, so many folks are not aware. And when you're dealing with Magnum PI or you're dealing with the Fonz on TV, a lot of these companies out there try to get you to immediately, before they do anything, they try to get you to go take the counseling. Because by law, the federal government, a reverse, or what's called a HECM, a home equity conversion mortgage.
Wait, is that like the official name for reverse mortgages?
Yeah, it's called a HECM. Home equity conversion mortgage is the official title of what we are going to discuss as a reverse mortgage.
How have we never heard that before, a HECM?
Yeah, HECM. So before you are able to get a case number, when you're dealing with the federal government and any type of FHA loan, you're required to get what's called a case number. So if you come to me, James, like you have an FHA mortgage, which congratulations to James Parker, everybody. We just hit a huge milestone in him and the sexy redhead. You were as excited as I think I've seen you right underneath your brood of kids' births when you sent me over that your letter saying that your PMI is going away.
I'm getting a raise.
Yeah.
February is going to be my last full payment. Starting on March 1st, my PMI magically drops off. And I had to get to a certain, what was it, 78%, 78%. Equity?
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, no, 78%. But if you remember, you even asked me when rates were low, and we looked at it, and I said, and this is the biggest thing, and we're going to jump back right into reverses in a second, but what did I advise you? I said, don't do anything, because you got a good rate, and in another year when this falls off, what we were going to do as a refinance for you wasn't worth it, because we were going to add back time, and the raise that you're getting for this falling off, it was better for you just to stand pat where you were. And I think that's what's important. So congratulations on that.
Oh, and here's the deal. You could have gone ahead and done the refi and got the money.
Absolutely.
And my payment would have fallen a year earlier than it did, but it would have been the same as what I'm going to pay starting in March. And I would have added another 5 years back to mine.
You'd have added 5 years. There'd have been fees because, you know, listen, nobody operates for free. Nobody says, hey, I'm going to go open the doors and break even today. So that's why we sat back and looked. And people are amazed when they call me and I go, hey, stay where you're at. You're in a good situation. You know, well, the bank told me I needed to do this. And we could get into those stories all day. But, yeah, a HECM. So you have to attend counseling. Once you attend counseling, you get a case number, which is required anytime you do any kind of federal FHA loan, any kind of loan that's affiliated with FHA. Because again, remember, FHA is not a loan type. FHA means that it's a government insured loan. Very important that you're aware of that. Well, so is a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is a government insured loan, which is why on a reverse mortgage, you have mortgage insurance. Okay, so that is something that I'm amazed that all these people that I meet with that talk to these other companies are so unaware of. They just go, oh, you don't have to pay. All you got to do is pay your taxes and insurances. Well, no, there's more to it. And it's important when you're looking at it, and that's why I give them the options when you're doing a reverse mortgage, because depending on what you look at and what type of mortgage, reverse mortgage you take out, your annual insurance that you have to pay, your mortgage insurance, can be affected. So, yes, you are required to go to counseling. The beautiful thing in the state of Louisiana and even in the state of Mississippi is you can do it over the phone. Okay, so you can do it over the phone. It's 1 hour, and I can tell you this. I am at batting 100%, or I have an A++, whatever it is, every one of my clients. Because what I do, James and listeners, is I'm going to meet with you first. I'm not sending you to some counseling to let somebody that's knocking down, who doesn't have any skin in the game, who doesn't know anything about you, to teach you about what a reverse mortgage is in an hour. I'm going to set aside an hour to 2 hours to meet with you before I ever give you the information that you need to go get counseling. I'm going to sit down with you and not just explain why you're doing a reverse or ask you the questions on what's the purpose of the reverse, but go over all the different options with you. You know, are you going to look to get do you want to get cash out? Are you using this as we do a lot with Gregory's clients, where you're going to use this as an income stream for you? Okay, so there's a lot of questions, and 100% of those clients call me back and go, oh my gosh, that was a breeze. We actually asked them some of the questions that you went over with us, and they couldn't answer them.
Are you telling me it's possible to fail? You could go to, like, the counseling and say, no, forget you. You can't get a reverse mortgage.
They do give you a little quiz. They do. They give you a little quiz. And you're not gonna fail it by any means, because it's all stuff that they've covered with you. My whole point of this is knowing that, to me, when it's coming to if it's your mom and dad's, as I discussed when we first got on the show, a reverse mortgage, when I sit across from somebody, you could see in their eyes that they know this is the house that they're going to shut their eyes in for the last time. Okay, so I take that very, very seriously. It's a little bit different than baby James coming to me going, hey, mommy and my daddy gave me 5% gift of down payment. I want to try to get this size mortgage. Well, you can't afford that. Well, I want it. Mommy and daddy will give me 10% then. It's a little bit different when somebody's lived in a house 30, 40, 50 years, and they know that this is going to be their final loan ever. And that's what a reverse mortgage is. Chances are it's going to be your final loan ever. It doesn't have to be. I want to make sure that you understand that. If you get into a reverse mortgage, you can get out of it. We refinance people out of them all the time. But they're unique situations. But you can get out, or they get out of it because they're going to downsize and sell it and we do a reverse purchase. So, but yes, James, you are required to do counseling. And I think the one thing, look, we beat up on the federal government quite a bit on my show. But I tell you what, the one thing that they got correct was the fact that they require you to do counseling before you could start the process. And it's absolutely fantastic.
I want to find the first guy that fails. I want to have a chat with him. I want to have him on the show.
Well, hey, it's not going to be somebody from me, I can tell you this. But the other thing, too, is I want folks to understand, and the reason why I do these now, and when they come in and people go, well, hey, you're on the radio, I didn't think I'd deal with you. Every single reverse mortgage client is going to deal directly with me, because I need to be able to sit with you. I encourage, bring your family in. Let's talk. Let's sit down. Sat down with a client on Thursday, and you know what? They sat down, they decided, guess what? And here was their exact words to me. We did our part for our children. We did everything, because most people want to sit there and go, well, we want to leave something to the kids. James, when you and Monique were buying your house, why did you buy that house?
Because it was 6 blocks from my in-laws, and we'd have free babysitting.
Okay, so, but it wasn't, you know what, this is going to be a great house to leave to the kids in 50 years.
Absolutely not.
Right, so, and that's, this client, the number one thing that I have to discuss with people is them saying, I want to leave it to my kids. Well, you know what, that's why you deal with Gregory Ricks. That's why you work with Wes Blanchard, the estate planner. That's why you get Jude to do your taxes. That's why you make sure you got your life insurances in place, because those are the things. Most kids want to make sure that mom and dad have the quality of life.
Right.
And that's why we're able to do that.
Yeah, both you and Gregory say the same thing. The kids never want the house.
They don't want it.
That's Dwayne Stein, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Never in our 40 years has JPAS produced a grander, more opulent Broadway product than The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Boasting a cast of 65 wonderful singers and dancers and a huge symphony orchestra, audiences will truly be swept away by the magic of this unforgettable musical. Playing February 23rd to March 4th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Roth IRA and 401k can avoid taxes altogether. Having paid tax on your deposits, you can enjoy tax-free growth for the remainder of not only your life, but also the lifetime of your heirs.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
The solo 401k will enable a small business to maybe create a 401k. And when you do a safe harbor version of it, it also creates the ability to create bonuses that can be significant as well to pull money out in a situation that, hey, I need to get money out the company, but I don't want to pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of neat strategies in doing so that way. I like to save money pre-tax, I like to save Roth money, and I like to save after-tax dollars. And if anything, try to get a balance on all three, and that gives you a lot of options when it's time to turn on retirement income.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Happy Saturday. You are listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, your wallet's favorite show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Joining me for one more segment here is Dwayne Stein. He's the host of Mortgage Gumbo, which comes on right after us on this station right here. And he's a member of the Total Wealth Authority. He's the guy that we trust with our clients when they have an issue that it's a refi, a new finance, or they want to go get some investment properties over here, or they want to do a cash out over here to erase some debt. And what we're talking about today is reverse mortgages, which in the last 5 years have become wildly more popular than they were previously. Mm-hmm. And let's cover a couple of myths here. Number one, sure, is people are worried that second I sign that piece of paper, I no longer own my home and I don't control it anymore. During the reverse mortgage process, whose name is on the title?
Yours. The client's name is on a title. The reverse mortgage is absolutely no different than the mortgage that either we're paying off or that you currently have. Okay? You have the title. You are responsible. As a matter of fact, when you go through the paperwork, you will sign everything that says you're responsible for repairs. You're responsible for anything that happens to that house. It is your mortgage. I want to make sure that I'm clear on that. Okay, that when you pass away, that mortgage is still yours. It's up to your heirs to decide. Your heirs get to decide, do we want this or not? For example, James, let's say that you live And the beautiful thing is I have a form that when somebody sits down with me to do a reverse mortgage, I call it my crystal ball form, okay? And it's nothing but an amortization schedule. But I let clients look into the future to see exactly where they're going to be, where their reverse mortgage accumulates interest, and they're at the break-even point, okay, to where, all right, because
define the break-even point.
So, in other words, on a reverse mortgage, we've all been conditioned to, all right, I got to pay more. I got to pay extra. I got to pay as much as I can so I can get my balance down so I don't pay interest. On a reverse mortgage, your interest accrues. That's the difference. That's why it's called a reverse. Your interest goes in the opposite manner. So the longer you live, the longer you have that reverse mortgage, that interest continues to accumulate. Well, what I have to explain to people, because they don't get this, is so does the appreciation on your house. So as it goes up, there becomes a point down the road where if your house is worth $150 today, 20 years from now, let's say it's worth $175. Well, maybe that interest in 20 years is now at $176. And let's say you pass away at that point. Well, then you're going to have to make the decision. Do I want this house? Okay, it's even. I can get this house back in my name away from, you know, in other words, not away from the bank, but in other words, I have the ability to take this and go, hey, bank, we want the house. And the bank lets you finance it, do whatever you need to do to put that house in your name. But let's say that you live 30 years and all of a sudden you've got $190,000 accumulated in interest and your house is worth $175. Well, you may go, you know what? And I'm using very simple numbers. Usually it's a lot higher than that. But then you may go, you know what? I have no interest in that house. It's upside down. Mom and dad got to live the quality of life. We kept a house and a roof over mom and dad's house heads for forever. I don't want the house. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in fixing it up. The bank could have it. That's what I mean by when the crystal ball. I'm able to show somebody, hey, at 99, you're 68 years old. At 99 years old is when your house is going to be worth X, and the interest on your house is going to be worth the same. The interest will have accrued to that same amount.
Now, is there any scenario, like if the roof gets blown off of it and you don't replace it, where your kids are going to have to come back and make it right with the bank?
No, well, no, because what's going to happen is if the roof blows off, we're going to assume unless the roof blowing off is what kills mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
then they may have a situation there. But no, otherwise, you're responsible to fix that roof that blew off.
But the kids aren't going to be harmed no matter what, right?
The kids are not. This is the reverse mortgage, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this. A reverse mortgage is the only loan out there that is non-recourse. What that means is can't come after you. Okay? You don't pay your mortgage, James, I'm going to foreclose on you. You can't do that on a reverse mortgage. As long as they are paying their taxes and their insurance. But here's the beautiful thing. Most people, once they're over 65 years old, and if you don't know this, call your tax assessor. Maybe this will be some earth-shattering stuff here. But you can suspend your tax. You don't have to pay. Once you're over 65 years old, you can tell your tax assessor, hey, I don't want to pay taxes, or they will deduct or give you a reduced tax amount.
So wait, say that part again. Say that part again.
So once you become over 65 years old, you can contact your tax assessor and have them suspend you paying taxes.
What?
Yes,
for how long?
Your property taxes for life.
For life. Happens. I thought they just froze it into place, and whatever you're paying now is.
It just depends. It depends on what it is. There's certain options because some people, depending, you may be homestead exempt. So there's a lot of factors that come into place, and every scenario is different. Okay, every scenario is different. But yes, okay. If they freeze it, you are correct there, James. They will freeze it where it won't go up. It won't appreciate as home values are going up. But then when you throw in homestead exemption, a lot of times it makes it where you're not due any taxes at all.
How is the scenario different if I want to get into a reverse mortgage, but the house already has an existing mortgage on it and it's not going to be easily paid off?
So in other words, if you've got a mortgage and you want to come to me, the number one deal we do with the reverse mortgage is remove the current payment. You talked about you got a raise because you didn't have any more PMI. Imagine if I paid off your mortgage and now I just alleviated $800
It's about $900 Yeah. So yeah. Then I'm still stuck with like the interest and the taxes, right?
You have to pay your taxes and your insurance, not the interest, just your taxes and your insurances and your mortgage insurance.
Oh, did I say interest? I was thinking insurance.
I know what you meant. I know what you meant. So that you are still going to be responsible for.
But I can have a forward mortgage and a reverse mortgage at the same time, or do I have to use a reverse mortgage to pay off that?
No. Yes, reverse mortgage has to pay off your forward mortgage. You cannot have two. Reverse mortgage has to be in first place.
Talk about income limits. If I'm a super wealthy person, where do I run into problems trying to get a reverse mortgage?
You don't. Here's the thing on a reverse mortgage. You've got a couple qualifiers. Number one, you got to be 62 years old. Number two, it's got to be your primary residence. Okay? Here's how we figure out income with a reverse mortgage. On a traditional mortgage, and I keep bringing up a traditional or a forward mortgage because in your mind, listeners, I want you to be able to sort of decipher the two. If you come to me at my team and you go, all right, I want to do a refinance or purchase a home, we gather all your income, we look at it, and you get what's called a DTI or a debt-to-income ratio. And you got to be below 40, 50, 55%, whatever that number is going to be. With a reverse mortgage, the way you qualify is we use what's called a residual income. And what the residual income means is, for example, if you have one in the family, it's $569. If you have two in the family, it's $839. So what that means is after we pay any bills that you may have, and the beautiful thing about dealing with reverse mortgage clients, they've got their finances a lot of time in pretty good order. So what we do is after all bills are paid, okay, we have to make sure that if it's one person or two, say it's two people, and if after all their bills are paid with their Social Security or with pensions, whatever income they have, if they need to have $839 and they got $840, we can do a reverse mortgage for them. And even if it goes below, we can use assets and some different things. So
what's the limit on the size of the house?
There is none.
So if I have one of these $5 million mansions over in Pontchartrain Estates?
Yeah, what's going to happen is, what they've got is what's going to happen is you can only do up to a certain amount. Your value can be as high as it needs to be, but we're only going to use, it's almost like on a traditional mortgage when you only use 5 acres.
Oh, that makes sense. The bank probably loves that. We'll give you $1 million for this house on Esplanade Ridge, right?
Right. We're going to give you a certain percentage of that. So that's what I want. That's what people have to understand. So what they're going to do as well is the way we figure out, okay, your electric bill, your cable bill, your phone bill. On a traditional mortgage, we don't even ask you about that. We don't care. But on a reverse mortgage, we have to take that into consideration. So what we do is we take your square footage. And next time you talk to a reverse person, ask them. That's one of the reasons people come to me is nobody ever tells them about this. They take 14 cents. So if you've got a 1,000 square foot house, we're going to take that 1,000, multiply times 14 cents, and that's where we're going to come up with $140, and we're going to assume that that's what your light bill capable, that's what they use, which is,
bad.
No, it's very, very lenient. Very lenient.
All right. You got about 45 seconds here. Why should they call you and not Tom Selleck or the Fonz?
Well, number one is you're going to meet with me in person. Number two is I'm licensed to do these things. So, and what that means is not that you have to be required to have a license, but I've done it. I've seen all situations. I take pride in it. And you're going to get to sit in front of me and ask me questions. You're not going to deal with somebody over a phone or through email. You're going to sit down and we're going to have a live chat.
Your office is in the North Shore of Mandeville. That's not too far from our listeners over in Gulfport and Biloxi and Pascagoula and all that. Can you help them as well?
Oh, absolutely. I can help anybody. And I don't mind coming to you. Give me a call, 504-207-7600 and or info@mortgagegumbo.com. Be more than happy to sit down, review, and let's see if in your golden years or quality years we can make sure that we get you some freedom and some financial freedom.
All right, enough of Dwayne. He's going to have a whole hour with you coming up at 1 o'clock. MortgageGumbo.com if you want to find out more about him. Thank you, Dwayne. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Happy Saturday. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. And it is a happy Saturday because you are listening to your wallet's favorite show. And for the next hour, we're going to tell you some stuff about money. We're going to educate you on it. How to make it, how to grow it, how to keep it. The easy part's how to spend it, but we even have some advice for that as well. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. And you can also keep in touch with the show through the Winning It Life app. You can send us a text message. You can check out podcasts of previous shows or listen to our stream live if you got to step away from the radio. It connects to our live streams over here on Facebook Live and Periscope as well. What's up, everybody? Don't I look handsome today on the video stream? Gregory is joining us on assignment from Orlando. He's at a convention where the guy just can't stop learning about money, apparently, and that's what he's doing this week and this weekend. And look, you know, you have all these people out here talking about, you know, fair share and who's lazy and who's not. We work every weekend. Gregory, haven't we worked basically every Saturday for the last 8 years? Isn't that about where we're at?
Yeah, there's probably what? A couple of Saturdays out the year we take off, but that's about it. Saturday, you know, is kind of a work day for us. And it's just, that's one of the big decisions when we started to do the show almost 8 years ago. That decision was coming up. And it's a life decision because doing live radio, the type that we do, is, and we got to be there. So, yeah.
All right. So while you were away, I had a phone call on the show that I wish you had been here for, but let me recount it for you. Casey in Biloxi calls in, and she cannot figure out why she's getting all these tax documents back, why she's getting penalized and having to pay extra taxes on some IRA contributions. Now, in her situation, she didn't know where the problem was coming from necessarily because she had an old 401k. And then when her and her husband started their own business, they're self-employed now. When that happened and the 401k stopped, she rolled it over into a traditional IRA. Her husband had his own thing going as well. And he says, I'm going to take some of my money. I'm going to start contributing to a Roth. Now, the lady that usually does their taxes is also the woman that runs the books at their small business, and she set up their retirement plan for them. And after asking a series of questions, it probably would have happened a little faster if you had been on the horn at the time. Turns out her husband contributed around 20 grand to his Roth last year, and that is a no-no. What is she facing as far as penalties and taxes go?
There's a 6% penalty on excess.
I think his phone just dropped. He should figure that out pretty soon and call back. See, that was the number I was looking for, too. See why it's better if he's here. 6% penalty. I was able to recall and then confirm with wild accuracy what I remembered about the contribution limits and the income limits on that. But I didn't remember the 6% penalty. Oh, my goodness. So she's got 6%, and there's about 14 and a half grand. Let's just say 14. So 6 times 14 is what, 84? So 8,400 of that? So is that Gregory? All right, I'll give him a second. So wait, so 6% of 14,000 should be right about, what, $800? Did I have that right? That sounds a little low. Gregory?
So when we're
dealing with the 6% penalty, that's going to be on the part that she contributed over the 5,500 amount. So she's going to get taxed, she's going to get a penalty on $14,000. We'll just round it up. So what does that work out to? She has another, is that $800 that she has to fork out in taxes?
Yeah.
Does she get to keep, or get to keep that money in his Roth, or does that money have to get kicked out as well?
The excess contribution has to be removed.
You don't even get the good part of the contribution then?
Yeah. The $5,500 can stay, but the excess contribution has to come out. And it has to come out. You say, well, they're into the next year. Well, still, they have to take it out and put it back in if they're wanting to do that. But if he's wanting to put that kind of money away, he could have done a solo 401k, done a SEP. You know, there's a number of things where he could have gotten near that. So, you know, with his contribution to a Solo 401k, for example, could be $18,000 and could have done a bonus to get up to $52,000 into the plan. It's just, it was just handled completely wrong. If he, that was not, you know, just had to be a misunderstanding from what they thought they set up and what they actually did.
And this all stems from a CPA trying to do a financial advisor's job, a financial planner's job. And it doesn't go both ways. There's a lot of overlap in the two professions, but I don't want Gregory Ricks doing my taxes, and I don't want Jude Heath setting up my Roth, you know, without consulting each other for sure.
Yeah, it happens. Those IRS rules are complicated. All these plans have different rules, and you have to be clear. That's why, you know, we will do double checking to make sure. You know, I know this stuff, but still, you don't want an error. You don't want a mistake. And that's why we go back and double check everything and re-clarify and verify.
Well, and the other conclusion I was coming to that I want to run by you when I was talking to Casey is I don't think there's anything we can do about the mistakes that were made in the past. I think you're going to have to eat all that. None of this can be undone, or you can't go after the fact, go re-elect to recharacterize something to any effect. Is that standing the test of time? Did I get that right?
Yeah, they have to take the excess contribution out, and they're going to have the penalty and interest to pay because it happened. That's why they were getting the nasty letters from the IRS.
And that's here's a good IRS,
but they don't call you. They just send you letters every month.
Here's the good news, though. She sounded really young, which means this is – and it sounded like a pretty young business. So they're making their mistakes early, and this isn't going to – flip anything for all time, and they have a lot of time to rectify that. But glad we caught it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what do you?
That was a great call, actually, into the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Casey and Biloxi. Now, also saw an interesting article here where some eggheads did some re-scrutinizing on the S&P. We've been talking about records on the Dow and on the S&P and something like 90 of them since the last election. But if you don't take the official measure of inflation and you take what some private sector sources tell you, inflation is quite a bit higher than what's being reported. And you put that against the growth of the S&P. And while we had a pretty good year, but it wasn't stellar. Does that temper your enthusiasm for the rise in the stock market, seeing as how a bunch of that could have been just inflation?
No, the market's had one heck of a year, and regardless, you've got to have returns that outpace inflation, and that's one reason people will use equities, because historically it outpaces inflation. So you're getting ahead. There's going to be years, of course, in the future where the market's negative for the year overall, and yet you still have inflation.
So yep,
that's, that's getting ahead and staying ahead.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I have a first mortgage. I have an $81,000 line of credit. What would you suggest for me to do?
We'll talk, and I'll walk you through everything and show you what your options are and really make you feel comfortable and let you hold on to that retirement, Miss Nancy. I don't want you to be using up all your money to live in a free and clear house. Then you're strapped. You're poor. You're eating ramen noodles. I want you to live in your house and be able to eat steak.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Never in our 40 years has JPAS produced a grander, more opulent Broadway product than The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
boasting a cast of 65 wonderful singers and dancers and a huge symphony orchestra, audiences will truly be swept away by the magic of this unforgettable musical. Playing February 23rd to March 4th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
When you are approaching retirement or thinking about it or meeting with me to, hey, are we on the right path? You've got to understand, when you push that retirement button, you're talking about the next 20, 30 years plus, depending on when that is. But if you're early 60s retiring, late 50s, we're talking 30, 40 years. Your money is reaching its most important phase of your life, not the accumulation phase. It's the distribution phase. And we've got to make sure this money lasts from now on. It's about the return of your money more so than the return on your money, because we don't want to expose it to much, if any, risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool.
Hey, happy Saturday. How you doing? You're listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, your wallet's favorite show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, I'm going to give you a couple options here. The most popular one is still the oldest one. Pick up your old phone and call 504-260-0995. Your other options, you could send us a text via the Winning It Live app. You could use the Winning at Life app to find us on Periscope or Facebook Live and send us a message that way. You can tie a note to the foot of a pigeon and throw it in our general direction. But the phone number, 504-260-0995. Oh, I forgot, info@gregoryricks.com. We'll get your question in as well. Gregory's joining us while he's out on assignment in Orlando. Tell me a little bit about what you're covering there. Is this some super top secret stuff, or is this anything you can share with the crew? What's going on in Orlando? Why are you out there?
Some of the stuff is regarding the tax changes, and one way to put it is, what are the opportunities? And, you know, some of the thing is going to be proper structuring to take advantage of it. In some cases, it might be proper structuring, kind of might describe it as a workaround also. Because, you know, one thing, there's a few sectors, and it's basically service companies. Like, for example, accountants, CPA firms, doctors, financial professionals. You know, on pass-through businesses, you're not getting that 20% deduction on pass-through income when you're in service businesses. So then, well, heck, what are we going to do? How can we go about that? And that's some of the things we've been talking about the past couple of days.
Yeah, and I thought before this tax reform, it was absolutely imperative that if you had a small business of any type that made significant money, and by significant, I mean more than 10 grand, you're absolutely cheating yourself if you don't have proper planning and structure around it. It's, you save far more than the cost of setting it up the first year. But now it's a no-brainer. After this latest round of tax reform, while it made things a little easier in some respects, it complicated things a lot more, and you have to have something. An LLC, a subchapter S, a C-Corp, you have to have something.
Once again, it's complicated. You got to be careful. Now, here's a possible drawback to planning and some proper structuring is if a see people doing workarounds, the IRS could later come back and change the rules. And so then you've went through this process and they've denied that, so to speak, or go in and alter the law and the tax code for that reason. And I don't necessarily think that's going to happen, but you can't do tax avoidance. You can't do tax dealing, but it has to be proper structuring and to think through those processes. And, you know, that's what we talk about. We're working and talking about tax planning, whereas when, you know, it's tax season for the CPAs now, and what they're doing is basically recording history and say, hey, you either owe this or you get this back. And it's a big difference between the two.
How's the general sentiment at the conference about tax reform? Everyone pretty happy with it or bullish about its prospects?
Well, there's always plus and minuses. You know, everybody is not saving tax dollars. And some of that is where, okay, yeah, we've got those deductions, but then you aren't going to get some of the deductions that you normally get. So, you know, they give something, they take something away. In some cases, you know, people are going to be paying more taxes as well. So Middle America probably got the best deal. But, you know, there's also concerns out there, like in the charities out there are kind of concerned, because how is this standard deduction for a couple being $24,000, they're not itemizing anymore. And you probably had 30% of the people itemized, which is probably going to be less than 10% now of the returns being itemized. And if they're not itemizing, does that reduce the chance of them donating to charities? So you've got things like that to think about, and how's that going to affect charities?
All right, I got a great clip here from Art Laffer and his take on the tax reform. And, you know, we put a lot of weight into what he says, especially considering the success he's had in the past. He invented the Laffer curve. He spearheaded the financial reforms under Reagan that gave us basically two decades of uninterrupted prosperity. And unlike other Reaganites, he's given Donald Trump a lot more credit than we're hearing from the likes of, like, David Stockman and crew. Check this out, Gregory.
Not only will we get higher growth, but it's more than just growth, because you get all the personal behavior things. There's going to be less tax evasion. There's going to be less tax sheltering. There are going to be people are going to go back to C corporations. Corporate headquarters are going to move back to the U.S. There are going to be secondary and tertiary tax revenues from income taxes, from payroll taxes, Medicare, Medicaid. All of this is going to happen. And state and local governments are going to do really well with this tax bill. And we're not only going to get it paid for, Trish, we're going to make a huge amount on it net. I have never seen a surplus in the U.S. budget that does not come along with rapid growth and tax cuts. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. So this is the way to do it, and Trump's done it, and God bless him. I take my hat off to him. It's the best economic program I have seen by any president in the United States in this first year in office.
Wow.
It is just incredible what he has done.
Gregory?
I agree with Art on that. It is incredible. There's a lot of tax savings, a lot of people, and, you know, like Pelosi calls, you know, these $1,000 checks people are getting crumbs. Really? I don't think $1,000 is crumbs, and saving several thousand dollars a year on taxes, that all adds up, and people are going to spend that. They should save some of it and create emergency savings and start putting towards more money towards retirement is some key things. But once again, they're getting to make the choice on what to do with that money instead of the government. I think that's awesome, especially corporate America. You know, C-Corps are having lower taxes and can take, you know, they're going to do share buybacks, hire more people, pay people more, buy equipment, you know, and probably acquire other companies. It is going to be huge, and you're going to see it reflected in the market this year.
All right, Angie, on the right side, pull up Simon in Ocean Springs. Simon in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, you're going to be next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir? Simon? Is he not pulled up on the board? Something going on in there, Angie, I need to know about? This looks like it's
Stand by.
Okay. Stand by, Simon. Stand by. Yeah, and it was funny because one of the reasons I wanted to jump on that Art Laffer clip is you had mentioned the, you know, all the tax planning, and he specifically mentioned C-Corps in there. And it fell right along with it. But I also thought it was interesting at the end when he said, this is the greatest financial plan we've seen from a president in my lifetime. It's like, weren't you part of one? Weren't you in an administration and spearheading his financial plan? And he was giving more credit to old Trump. Now we got Simon in Ocean Springs?
Yes.
Okay. But if he's on that side.
Good morning.
Hey, Simon.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, Simon, what's your question, bud?
Well, I work for the post office, and I'm about I've got about 5 years left before I retire. I'm curious as to whether I should accept the annuity that comes with my thrift savings plan, or if I should roll that over into an IRA where I have more control of it.
Gregory, can you hear Simon?
Yeah. Are you saying you've got a choice on your pension, whether to take the pension or take a lump sum? Well, to be honest with you, I'm not totally sure. And okay. If I have that choice, I'm curious whether I should take the lump sum. I know if I don't touch it and I roll it over into something else, then I'm not going to have any kind of fees. But I just want to know what to do to make this money last better for me later on.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the government pension that you have an option to take the lump sum. But you also have a thrift plan as well that you've accumulated money in, most likely. And you can roll that over to an IRA. You're kind of looking at, do I leave the money in the thrift plan or do I roll it over? You know, that is one of your choices, and it does give you more control, more options as far as putting money to work. And gives you a lot of choices from a safety standpoint, depending on what your risk number is and how you feel about risk.
Okay. Well, that was my main question. I want to make the right choice when the time comes so that I do have more control over it. And I am talking about my thrift savings plan. You know, people are talking about this thing, this tax cut is for the rich and everything. They need to look at their 401ks and everything, because in the first 25 days this year, my thrift savings plan has grown by about a quarter of what it grew for the entire year last year.
Whoa.
Yeah, this has been a sweet, sweet start to the year. So, and that's what just, if you don't, you're complaining about government or whatever, or people that are disliking the president, I tell you what, he's affected our 401ks in a positive way. So we
thank you, Simon.
So regardless of what your politics are, yeah, you have to like that. This is a pretty darn good start to really is.
All right. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, better call Gregory.
Do you understand the definition of financial planning? It's about, where are you on that path? Are you going to arrive at the financial destination you wish to arrive at? What does that destination look like in your mind? And are you on that path? So it's about accumulating wealth and using that wealth to support your continued lifestyle into retirement. Doesn't mean you quit jobs, but retirement I look at as options, giving you something else to do. In a lot of cases, people are retiring from one job, moving on to another and supplementing income, but they're doing something they enjoy.
Call Gregory Ricks and Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
You know what sounds crazy is that my kids have never made a long-distance phone call. They'll never make a long-distance phone call. Why? Because we have cell phones now. Hey, James Parker here. It used to be a big deal to have a 1-800 number. Now it doesn't matter. And then you remember when the internet was still kind of new? Before every website, they would say www.whatever.com. And now they just say winningatlife.com. Well, we're getting past that now. Now we don't even give out the phone number on half the ads you hear. And you'll still hear a lot of people throw in their .com. But a lot of people are just telling you to download their app. Or they're not saying anything at all, knowing you'll go look it up. So that's where you're at. You want to call the show? You want to text the show? Download the Winning at Life app. And if you want to listen live, but you're not sure if we're on right now or what station, you just go to the app. You want to hear a podcast at any time, on demand, it's on the app. If you want to find us on Twitter, Facebook, or learn from our YouTube clips, that's all connected to the app now. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Your money is reaching its most important phase of your life. It's the distribution phase, and we've got to make sure this money lasts from now on. It's about the return of your money, more so than the return on your money.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep.
Hey, happy Saturday. What's up? You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. This is your wallet's favorite show, and if your wallet needs a little help, 504-260-0995. Gregory, tell them about your day jobs, just so we don't think I picked up some bum off the street and I'm handing out financial advice. Gregory? Is he muted or something? Angie? Is he pulled up? I can do it then. Gregory Ricks is the founder and CEO of Gregory Ricks & Associates, which kind of makes sense. Who else would found it? But he's a financial advisor who does amazing things for people and has been doing it for decades. And he just shares his expertise now on the radio with you every chance he gets. But also, he's got a heck of a record behind him. When we're like what we're about to talk about next, this isn't some sort of ethereal, theoretical topic we're going to talk about. This we're going to talk about something he's done for me. And I've seen him do it for other people, some people I would call friends and family. But just client after client after client steps up and they get help with their finances. And in a complicated time right now, now more than ever, we recommend having an LLC. If you're in business for yourself, you need to have something. An LLC, a subchapter S corporation, a C corporation, something. And it was a big changer. I went from paying taxes at the end of the year to getting money back at the end of the year for the first time since I basically crossed $32,000 in income that I had stopped getting tax refunds back. That process started back after Gregory hooked me up and doing the show for a while. And in 2018,
perks for you in the show.
Oh, huge, huge. But in 2018, my LLC went online January 1st, 2014. We did all the planning and brainstorming and setting up and structuring in 2013, and then we executed the plan in 2014. But in 2018, it's probably twice as important to have an LLC or some sort of business structure if you're self-employed than it was when I started because of the tax laws. Explain why this is such a necessity even more now, Gregory.
Well, one thing on structuring, and you set up an LLC and pay yourself a salary, but you don't have to pay Social Security tax on all of your income if you were, say, doing it as a Schedule C. And then there's, you know, like setting up retirement plan inside of that works really well, gives you additional options and number of benefits. There's, it creates the ability to have other write-offs. Excess income above your salary can get kicked out to you as a K-1 or as a pass-through to your personal income. And it, you know, it gives you a layer of protection as well. So when you are in business, you should be thinking about those things. And that's why we have the Total Wealth Authority. And that's part of where we bring in the professionals to help with structuring. We, you know, we've got a CPA with that. We've got an estate planning attorney. We've got a mortgage guy for that. You know, Dwayne Stein, host the Mortgage Gumbo, that is in some markets. And who else we got there? We've got a health guy on the team and a realtor as well. So we've got a lot of resources we bring in, and that's part of what I do on my day job as a money manager, as an advisor, in helping guide people along these paths, as well as finding out where they are on the path, finding out how they feel about risk, and figuring out what is that risk number. Bunch of good stuff, and that's why I'm down here at the conference in Orlando. I know people are in Orlando like, oh, you're going to Disney? I got off the plane, and my sister was calling me about my mom's medical checkups this past week, and she said, oh, you're going to Disney? I said, no, we're here for a conference only. So, yeah, I'm not. I think we've done Disney for like 8 years in a row with cheerleading and such, but no, this is all work on this trip.
Angela Folsom, you're going to be next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you want to be after Angela, 504-260-0995. How can we help you, Angela?
Yes, I was wondering, my husband is going to be 65 in July, and he has 401k, his profit sharing. He's got a pension from another job he's left. We're going to be both having Social Security. And our total debt right now, I'm averaging to be around $60,000. That's what's left on the house, what's left on the truck note. We don't have much debt. My reasoning is if we took money out of, say, the 401k or his profit sharing and paid out the debt, then he could retire. He could retire, and we could be debt free. Is that a good idea to do that?
Do you have money outside of the profit sharing and 401k?
He has a pension.
Okay, and he has the pension, so he has 401k, pension, and prop, or the 401k is the profit sharing, and he has a pension. Do you have savings, after-tax savings, besides that?
Yes.
Okay. Is it more than
$65,000? Probably not. I'm trying to think. No.
Okay. Well, it's kind of expensive because you're going to pay taxes on that lump sum that you're taking out. You're over 59 and a half, so you don't have to worry about penalties. But it is going to be expensive because you're paying taxes, and that's going to be on top of – it's going to push up your adjusted gross income. So when you kind of think about that, you're probably – you definitely are going to probably push yourself into another tax bracket as well. So is he targeting retirement soon? Is that the objective? Is that monthly? Because you've got to also look at – you know, what can that money generate? We kind of have to work through the math a little bit to see, to run a scenario. Okay, if we pay this off, and we might not do it in 1 year, but we could accelerate because we would like to do tax bracket management so that you do this efficiently and see if it can work out with the retirement goal and still accelerating this, if that makes life better. Because, yeah, we definitely would like no mortgage payment. You know, I'm a big fan of that.
Right.
I'm just not a fan of paying too much extra in tax. by doing that all at once?
Well, that's been my goal, and actually I'm paying two house notes a month trying to get that done. You know, I've been doing that for a few years. And
that's awesome.
So he's 65 in July, but I don't think he can retire till 67. So once he's 67, I think that the balance on that will be substantially lower by paying the debt, because it's paying the second house note is going strictly to principal.
Exactly.
Cool.
So that should go down way down at the end of 2 years.
Okay. So, and that's to look at it. If we were to sit down together and do this, and by the way, you know, I just, you know, for the listeners, you know, we could do video conference, Skype, GoToMeeting. There's ways to do this digitally as well, depending on where listeners are living, if they're kind of saying, yeah, I'd like Gregory to help me with the math of this. But that's what we want to sit down and kind of see where you are on the path and where are you headed the next few years and what is that balance look like then, and then what would be the strategy of knocking that out as soon as possible, and looking at how your will it affect your income needs, and what does the pension and the assets generate for you as well to make sure you're going to have an awesome retirement.
Exactly. And he wanted to retire yesterday, you know what I mean? So the only thing keeping us from doing that is having the house note. And okay. We bought this house later in life and didn't expect to have a house note when he was going to retire, but it happened that way. So we're doing our best trying to get the house note down, but I wish he could retire yesterday, but it's not happening that way. So we're just trying to work it out so that he can retire sooner than later. So
yeah. Well, that's something. One reason to start the planning for retirement and kind of looking at what does the math of it look like, so you can at least know where the window is. So awesome! If we could be of help, you know, call me at my daytime job.
Yeah, and something that should probably be on your radar, Angela, just for financial sake. If he's turning 65 in July, he's going to switch over to Medicare. And you need to get that process started up in a couple months. They let you start it off a few months out, but you're going to find another savings right there. Part of the reason you probably couldn't retire a couple of years ago is making up that bill. Thank you for your call, Angela. All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, Gregory can help you just like he helped Angela. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
You know, the first thing people look at when I sit down with them in a closing and they go, I'm buying a house for $100,000. Oh my gosh, in 30 years, I'm going to pay back $272,412. Well, now we've got to help them understand that that's the beauty of the reverse. No more mortgage payment. It really doesn't matter what's going to happen with that interest.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Never in our 40 years has JPAS produced a grander, more opulent Broadway product than The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Boasting a cast of 65 wonderful singers and dancers and a huge symphony orchestra, audiences will truly be swept away by the magic of this unforgettable musical. Playing February 23rd to March 4th at the beautiful Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Get a second opinion on how any of these worlds work regarding your fees, regarding the stress on the portfolio, or how much should be in fixed, and then Are you getting the best deal out there?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Back in the 30s when they formed Social Security, what was the wife's living expectancy? About 62. And the husband would be about age 60. So they weren't expecting to draw on that system very long. But now it's not really about starting Social Security early. It's about how can we push it off down the road. So part of creating your proper retirement planning is planning to where we can defer some of those things that are going to give you the income that you actually are going to need. So we have to look at the pension, the Social Security, and then income from assets, because when you start looking at pension income and Social Security income, those probably aren't going to go up much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Want to come on over? Come on over.
Happy Saturday. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. Gregory's on the phone. He's on assignment out in Orlando, shoving that supercomputer he calls a brain full of more financial goodness so he can come back and be a financial advisor and, well, more importantly, a better financial radio host for you next weekend and this weekend as well. If you have a financial situation, you got one segment left to tap his brain, 504-260-0995. Gregory, I hope you don't mind that I make you sound like such a parlor trick. It's like, wow, you need to see what my... It's almost like I have an autistic kid, and it's like, hey, what's the square root of a giant number? And he just says it. It's how I feel with you sometimes. Hey, Gregory, answer this impossible question. You're like, oh, someone came in with this yesterday. I hope you don't mind that, though, Gregory, right? Earl.
To get picked, and even down here at meetings, I've had people came, hey, can I sit down and talk to you a little bit? They want to know some of the things we're doing with clients and how we're helping them and some of our strategies. And that's part of giving back is helping them. So I've got another number of people that we're going to communicate next week and giving them help with their business, which is going to improve what they're doing for their clients as well. Just want to mention previous caller and other listeners, if you are wanting to contact me at the day job, you can go to gregoryricks.com is the website, and the office number. And we have a answering team that off business hours, you can leave a message and my team will call you back on Monday. And the office number is 504-832-9200. You know, we were talking about I got kind of two points here where we were talking about the market with another caller a little bit ago and how things are going, but I'm looking here at just the headline and we'll talk about this on the weeknight show as well, but got an Economist Intelligence Unit predicts mild U.S. recession in 2020. I'm kind of surprised. They have to drill down in that, see where they're getting at. That's coming from an Economist Intelligence Unit for Southeast Asia. Said his firm expects the U.S. economy to slip in a technical recession in early 2020. Kind of surprising on that headline. But on our last call, we're talking about debt. And we like talking about, you know, some strategies to help people eliminate debt. But 43% of Americans have been carrying a credit card balance for 2 or more years. The average household credit card debt is $16,883, which gives them average interest that they spend a year almost $1,300. So, and that's something you just don't want to go into retirement with that, because when you think about that, James, that's a lot of monthly money that goes out. Just like the caller was talking about, the mortgage payment is the biggest deal that's affecting retirement getting started for them, but imagine carrying $16,000, $17,000 in debt. So
So, you know, it's an average sum less, and there's others with a whole bunch more than that as well.
Well, the painful part about credit card debt is you're paying $1,300 a year just flat out interest. And what are you getting for that? Nothing. Nothing. This is for some product or service you enjoyed at least 2 years ago, and you're still paying for it. So that's just bad math. Let's go to these phones here, Gregory.
Okay.
Earl, Metairie, not the commodity, Earl, the person. Earl, Metairie, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
All right. Hello.
Hey, Earl, we can hear you just fine. Go ahead, bud. What's your question?
Okay, well, I'm an insurance broker, 40 years, and I work from home, and I have a mortgage. Kids are grown. About 2 years ago, my son passed away, and a friend of mine who has been in a bar business convinced me to go in a bar business. So I went and half with the guy. Well, a year and a half later, it's not for me, and I want to get out of it. I have people looking at it. Right now I have a HELOC, which since I've been listening to y'all, I've realized that wasn't a great move, but I have a HELOC loan and possibly buyers for the bar. My initial investment was $137,000, and that's up to this day, say, my total investment. And the bar is only worth $150,000, which I'm going to split with the person that that I'm in business with. So I'm going to lose money, which I really, at this point, I'm ready to just break the door, lock off it in the door and walk away and lose the money. And I was told by my CPA that I could write off $50,000 a year of ordinary income loss and retrieve some of my money that way. But what I was planning on doing is if I do get of the $90,000 that I still owe on the HELOC loan, I was going to take some of that money from my SEP, get hit with, wait till I'm 59 and a half, which is in mid this year, take the remainder of that, pay it off, and get back to my normal life. Your thoughts?
Okay, so review again with me your plan to pay it off.
Okay.
Hit the SEP, is that what you said?
I have $90,000 in debt left to pay on the loan out of 130.
Okay.
So I'm going to be 59 and a half in October. I wanted to just walk away from it and just kill it. And just because it's not for me, it's cigarettes and the drinking, and it's just not for me. It's not who I am. And it's taken me away from my real work where I can make real money. The bar's not making me any money because it's a constant catch this, fix this. It's a nightmare. I would tell anybody in the world, do not buy a bar, okay? So, but what I'm trying to do now is get back to my normal, like saving my money for my retirement, money that I'm paying right now for the bar. I'm paying $1,100 a month for a bar that I'm not making any money off of. Everybody's making money but me. The people I pay rent to, the alcohol people, the employees, everybody's making money but me. So I have people that are interested in the bar, but I'm still going to lose money, which I plan on writing off. You know, as a ordinary income loss, which I already spoke to my CPA and my attorney about.
Right.
But for the remainder of the debt that I can't pay off, I was going to take from my SEP, which I've been saving for retirement, and once I make 59, I have to avoid the penalties. I'll just, like you said, move myself up in another income bracket by taking a $20,000 or $30,000 that's left of it out of my SEP. And I'm wondering, is that what I should do, or should I refinance my house?
Are you the only investor? You said you have
a partner. I have a partner, yeah.
So he put up, what kind of money did he put up?
She. Well, actually what happened is it started off as a he. His sister originally, this is really like, this should be a soap opera. His sister originally signed for him to make the loan, which he defaulted on. He's defaulting on everything. So she came back in. Her and I have been running the bar. She wants out of it. We both want out of it. She's in real estate. I'm in insurance. We have a different lifestyle, but we took this to save it so we could, which it is now a valuable, it's working. It's going to make money. It's to that point now. But long story short is that we're both wanting to get out, and we're both going to lose about half of our initial investment.
Yeah. Here's the thing on news itself, and it just depends on your income and strategy, and you want to get it to go away pretty fast, but then, you know, all you're paying is taxes. It sounds like you're needing to grab another $30,000 out of yourself. But when you start thinking that way, you know, you're going to get taxed on that money, so you're probably, you know, having to take actually $45,000 to get to
right.
what you're need to balance there. So once again, kind of a compounding tax problem develops there. Or can you just, through payments, you know, I just look at either way, you kind of, if you borrow it from yourself, it's going to be expensive pulling out the SEP.
Uh-huh.
Or you're having to push income. So either way, you know, gosh, I hate putting money
sir,
to pay off.
What I'd like to say too, when you're at this point here, I'm also going to be able to write off $50,000 of my income, according to my CPA.
According to your CPA, you've got a wash there. So it is an option for you, just setting your retirement back. But if that makes it work for you so you can get back to work and get into a happy life, positive attitude, and a better life, you know, it's kind of hard to argue with that reasoning. You know, you just need to, you know, see where it has you. The math takes you to on getting your retirement point.
Thank you very much for your call, Earl and Metairie. He didn't sound like he enjoyed owning a bar very much, Gregory.
Well, I kind of could see his point. You know, it's not the lifestyle, and obviously he just doesn't like being in that environment.
You know? Yeah, look, I'm with him on that one. Owning a bar would have been great in the 20s.
I would hate to have to hang out with cigarette smokers all day. I'm kind of
right.
have a bias against that, you know?
Yeah, well then, you smell horrible, and then you got to go to sleep at 2, and the kids wake you up at 6. And hey, Gregory, remind me, we got about 30 seconds here, your day job one more time.
Gregory Ricks and Associates. We're a financial firm, give financial advice, money managers, and help you find your risk number.
All right, you can find Gregory at gregoryricks.com or his office number, 504-832-9200. If you want to know more about the show or listen to podcasts and catch up with us, Winning at Life, the app, is where you go for that one. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.